Hello, Danger Heads. Wow. How you doing? This is the Danger Hour. I'm your host, James E. Puth. And you're not going to believe it. I got a very special guest today. You're not going to believe it. A real bona fide celebrity. Look at this guy over here. Welcome, please. Professional NBA player, Jason Collins, everybody. Say hi, Jason.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, everyone knows. If you don't know, you should. Jason Collins recently came out as gay. Right, Jason?
Yes, that's actually correct.
Is that how you always talked?
Yes, especially with all the black men, I have to speak like this because then they'll know that I like to insert things into my mouth.
Are you telling me that you've talked like this the whole time and no one put it together that you're gay?
Yes. When I'm usually on the court playing the basketballs, I say, foul, ref, hello.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, you know, laughing at what you said, okay? I'm not like a homophobe or nothing. Calm down. I see the look in your eye. Now, are you getting a big reaction from people? Do they not like you anymore? Or do you feel like a big, strong support?
Well, actually, being in a freshly outed man, I really don't care because being in a homosexual lifestyle, we like to be free and clear.
Okay, I like it. Real quick, what team do you play on, Jason Collins?
76ers.
That's not right. All right, and with me today is Lito. Look at this guy.
Thank you for having me.
Where's he been? Who knows and or cares? Anyway, he's got his tiger beard. Wait, is that a tiger still?
Tiger. No, I only had one of those.
Tiger uppercut.
From Thailand.
In Thailand. Look at that.
Imported.
And I'm going to tell you guys something. I just recently, hold on. I recently tried it at a bar
for USC.
It's called Blue Moon. Hold on.
Blue Moon.
I already forgot. Valencia Grove Amber. And I got to tell you, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Huh?
Lito approved.
Lito approved. Look at this guy. And he doesn't like most beer. But he likes this. Oh, maybe that means it's gay.
I'm being adventurous today.
I'm being free.
I think you like it. It makes it horrible, right? It lost all credibility now?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, if you can find it on tap, go for it. I highly recommend it.
Order a tall.
Dude, Lito, I got to tell you. I had a pretty fucked up weekend.
How so, James?
I'm trying to do that voice that you do when you talk to yourself.
What are you talking about? I don't talk to myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't talk
to
yourself.
I do.
Does the poor black man? Or boys.
Boys. Yeah, dude. Let me paint you a mental picture with my paint of words. Right?
I love that.
Okay, so this last weekend just passed, you know, yesterday was Sunday. So today's Monday, by the way.
Today is Monday.
We're recording on a Monday. That's unheard of. Monday. You know that song?
No.
Ah, oh, fucking A, dude. I wanted to have like a little duet.
I don't do
so
duets.
So good to me.
Who sings it?
Mamas and the Papas. Oh. No?
No.
Monday. Oh, fucking A.
You singing more of it, is it going to make me realize that, hey, I do remember this?
Well, what the fuck do I know? It's only been around for 50 fucking years.
Oh.
Anyway. You ever have a case of the Mondays?
Case of the Moondies.
Anyway.
Well, Peter, if somebody ever told me that, I'd probably just kick his ass.
All right, so here's what happened, man. I have this cousin on my white trash side, and I hardly ever see her. I can't even remember the last time I seen her. It's been maybe a decade, a long fucking time. And she's been hitting me up on Facebook the last few months. Hey, we should get together. We should hang out. It's like, yeah, we should, because she's got kids. I got kids. You know, around the same age. Let's do it. And it's been like back and forth, like, oh, something came up, I can't do it. Oh, I can't do it. And it's like, all right. And, you know, there's like this, whatever. So it never wound up happening. But this last weekend, it was planned to finally get together, right? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get, get the house all situated, get some chicken to barbecue, get some beer, all that stuff. And, you know, clean up the house. Kids were going to come here and play. She winds up coming on a Saturday. And, you know, she gets here. Not even 20 fucking minutes, dude. 20 minutes go by, right? I'm on my first Blue Moon Valencia Grove, and I'm like not even halfway. And I hear, ah! dad. I'm like, what the fuck? And, you know, it's my kid. I can tell. My daughter. And it's like, okay, well, that's kind of normal at times, you know, yeah. for her to, you know, both of them. But it's like, the way it kept going, it's like, oh, shit, that's worse than normal. Something happened. And I hear Natalie, oh, my God, James! And then it's like, oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Now, keep in mind, it's been 20 minutes that I haven't seen my cousin in 10 fucking years, right? We're at the table having some beers or some drinks. I turn around, and Natalie is... She meets my daughter at the hallway, and when she turns and looks at me, I haven't seen that look of fucking horror on her face ever. And it made my fucking heart drop in my stomach, right? And so I'm like, what the fuck? And she's like, her finger. And I was like, oh, shit. And I'm walking over, and she keeps looking at me, and like it looks like she wants to just fucking break out in tears. And I look at my kid, and she's holding her hand. And the look on her face was like she saw a fucking, like a zombie mob coming towards her. Like, you know what I mean? Just complete terror. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, what happened? She got it smashed in the door. And I walk up. Oh, dude, at this point, I'm thinking her fucking finger's on the floor, you know?
Yeah.
The way they're reacting. And it's like, oh, shit. I walk up to her and she's holding it. And when she pulls back, it's just blood. And I look, I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, it looked like you got a fucking razor and just slit all around her fingernail from fucking side to side. And her whole nail was like a hood of a car that could flap open.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude. The horrifying feeling of seeing your six-year-old daughter with her nail like a flap, dude. Like a hood of a car. It was lifted. Oh, my God. So it's like we run out the fucking door to go to the hospital, and you know, she's driving, I'm in the back seat with her, and she's kind of like in shock, and I'm holding it with a towel and like putting pressure, and it was fucking horrible, dude. And then we had to leave. We're in the fucking hospital, you know. And anyway, I'm gonna save the rest for the fucking moment, but she's okay. But that's my weekend, dude. That's what happened on my Saturday. When we've been waiting to hang out with my long lost fucking cousin.
I thought you were gonna say like one of your cousin's kid, like, you know, broke her finger or something like that.
No, I'll just tell you this. It happened to be fucking Jacob, my son. He's the one that did it.
Uh oh.
He slammed the door He slammed the door right in her finger.
Fuck, dude. Your finger smashed sucks.
Yeah.
Having it have a fucking roof made out of it. That's probably going to hurt it a little bit more.
Dude, I couldn't believe a fucking, like, you know, a piece of shit Home Depot door.
Yeah.
It's not even real wood. It's it's like fucking cork or whatever they do. They compress it. You know, it's fake.
That sucks. She okay?
She's all right.
Is she? Did he give her children Vicodin?
No, you know, they're that age, they can't take anything. It's like, oh, just give them some children's Motrin and she'll be fine. And, I'll just tell you the fucking ending. My fuck you doesn't really have to do with the ending. She pretty much, they took her whole fucking nail. It was already fucking off. It was attached by just, like, where the cuticle part is. The whole thing came off, dude. I watched them. They put 3 stitches to sew her fucking skin together.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Yes. And here's the fucked up part. And I feel so bad, dude. She might not ever get her nail back.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking rough. As a father, wow. Like when you see that and there's nothing you can do about it, that's the worst fucking feeling. It's like, dude, you know, she's in pain. She's bleeding.
What do you do?
Nothing. You can't do shit.
What do you do?
Here's what I did. On the way, you know, I guess I've realized this about myself in times of like horrifying incidents or like funerals or whatever the fuck it is. I'm usually pretty goddamn solid, you know?
Yeah.
And so in the back seat, and I'm surprised about that myself. I didn't know that about myself until a few years ago. So in the back seat, she's like, and I'm in my head, I'm like, holy fuck, this looks bad. You know, I'm freaking out inside. And she's like, daddy, what's going to happen? What is it? Well, my finger, does it look ugly? Yeah. And I'm like, nah, it looks fine. It's no big deal. Don't even worry about it.
It's okay.
Yeah. I was like, hey. And I started like, you know, making jokes and smiling at her. And she's calming down. But inside, I just want to go like, fuck, it looks horrible. Like, I'm going to tell my wife, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's going to never go back.
Dude, I really wanted to go like, dude, because she didn't really get a good look at it. My wife was just fucking horrified. And I just wanted to say, dude, this is fucking horrible. This is horrible. I wanted to scream, but you know, you got to be that cool, fucking calm and collected dude.
The horror, the pain.
So,
that sucks.
Yeah, dude. This weekend was so fucking bizarre because there was some cool shit that happened, you know, and also that happened. It's like, how do you come out of this weekend going, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, it was great.
Went to the ER.
Yeah.
You know, fingers, daughter's finger came off.
Fucking rough, dude. And wow. I told her I'm going to call her 19 now.
Hey, I mean, she'll be okay. I mean, Megan Fox has got a pretty good career, and she's got, you know, that weird thumb thing, too. Is it a thumb or is it a toe?
It's her thumb.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just, you know, whenever, you know.
Jazz. Oh, you mean Megan Fox's stubby thumbs.
Yeah.
Toe thumbs.
You know, I mean, she's not going to have a nail, at least, you know, she's
so
not
going
to have
a stubby. So the only way you're saying my daughter can have a successful life is if she's super incredibly hot with a fucked up thumb.
Well, I didn't mean to go that route, but.
But yeah, you're right.
But yes.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I'm not going to get all fucking down on this show. I guess we kind of already did, but this is about being happy times, right?
Debbie Downer.
Seriously, I know. But hey, I had to tell you all because, you know, do I have to tell them? I don't got to tell them shit, right? Why do I feel like I got to tell them?
That's, I don't know. No, man, that's a crazy shit, as the people like to say.
I guess what you can take from this is remove all the doors in your house.
Never let your sons close doors.
Yeah. My cousin's husband's like, I said, like, yeah, dude, I think we're going to take all the doors off. He's like, that'd be funny. All your cupboard doors are gone. Like, everything, all the drawers are gone. Like, there's no chance of your shit getting slammed.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
No, it'd be fucking weird.
It'd be, hey, come on, man. That's pretty unique.
I'm going
to That way you'll always have a story to tell people when they come over. Like, if I were to come over and you're like, you'd have no door.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what happened? Story time.
This is all I do. First of all, I turn into a redneck for some reason. You'd be like, hey, 19, come over here and tell this fellow the story.
Once upon a night, a night like these.
Anyway.
You could probably get away with it, too, because, I mean, what a quinkadink, but it was with your hick cousins, as you say.
Well, they're not hicks.
Well, you just...
yeah, I know. I said my white trash side.
Oh, yeah.
That's mostly my grandma I'm talking about.
One night, we was having moonshine.
Dude, I'm telling you, not my cousins. My grandmother and, like, her sisters and brothers, they always smelled like cigarettes and Budweiser.
I was just going to ask
you
that.
That's what I'm telling you.
When they
those
came
people.
In?
Yeah, it's them. That's why I said on a previous show, if you're a new listener, that I always thought that white old white people smelled like, I thought that was their smell, but it just turned out there was cigarettes and beer.
Yeah, Jim Beam and Newports.
Yeah. Yeah. When I got older, I realized, like, holy shit, I know those smells. That's what they fucking smell like.
It's just white people.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Anywho, dude, speaking of cousins, a fellow cousin of ours.
Who?
Dominic.
Who?
That's right. He, you know, one day we were playing Tecmo Bowl. Right?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're playing online. We had our gay headsets on, you know, talking to each other. And the subject of, he was on this remote island for 2 weeks, I think. And it was like a couple thousand miles off the coast of Alaska. And I'm like, what the fuck you doing out there, man?
Oh, yeah. You know, you've heard of that show, The Deadliest Catch?
You heard of it? Have you seen it? Yeah.
Love that show.
Okay. So he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I heard of it. I never really seen it. You never seen that show before, man?
It's good stuff.
Like, no. And he goes, dude, you got to fucking watch it. And I was like, all right, well, he's like, just watch one episode and, you know, you'll keep watching it. And he goes, anyways, I'm at the island that they all port from and leave. He's in the Coast Guard, if you don't know. And he's the one that's responsible for saving their asses if they fucking crash.
Holy fuck. He probably going to have a good chance to be seen on TV then because they're always fucking overboard.
Right? Yeah.
Where they come out of?
It's, shit. I forgot what the name of it is. Like Dutch something.
Dutch Harbor? Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Yeah, he said it's a small-ass fucking town, and that's all they're about.
Have you seen the show?
I just saw one last night. That's what I'm bringing up. Dominic.
Who?
He informed me you should watch it, so I gave it a chance. Finally, I remembered. All I want to say is, dude, I couldn't do that fucking job. I'm a fucking fag. Could you do that shit?
No way.
Those guys are real hard-ass motherfuckers, right?
I think the first thing everybody thinks about is like, can I do that? No.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I couldn't do that shit.
There's no way. One of the guys, he's talking about smashed fingers. One of the captains smashed his finger, right? So it was all purple, and they were like fucking many miles away from anywhere. And they're like, oh,
I'll just relieve it or else it's going to swell up and I can't do anything. So they fucking, they burned the tip of this fucking sewing needle and they're like, oh, let's get the med kit out.
Yeah.
It was like all shit, like spatulas and steak knives and stuff.
Spatulas.
So he gets the, his
rusty
nails.
Knives.
Yeah, exactly. His nails like fucking purple and yellow and you can just tell this thing is getting bad. So they're like, oh, we got to fix it. We got to drain that blood. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah.
So they fucking, they heat up this needle tip and they're just fucking poking it through his fucking skin and just like seeping out the blood. I was like, and dude's like, oh man, that's kind of hot. I'm like, what do you mean that's kind of hot? That's kind of hurt, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking manly men make me feel like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't know if they keep repeating this theme throughout the episodes because I've only seen the first show. But they're saying that you can replace sleep with calories. You know, you hear that? It's like, oh, you can't sleep, so just eat more. And the calories, they turn into, like, sleep for your body. It's fucking weird.
Really?
Like, the way those guys are, like, how much work they're doing, and they're just so active all the time. Just keep fucking eating, and the calories will replenish your, whatever the fuck you get from sleep, that's what it'll give you. And it's like, what the fuck? And this young dude, I think he's 19, they call it, what is it, the Greenhorns?
The Rooks.
So he's like busting ass, and then, you know, they're all, the Navy SEAL. I'm like, oh, this guy's gonna have no problem. And he's and he's fucking huffing and puffing, right? It's like, a fucking Navy SEAL can't do it? There's no way I can do that shit. No way.
Did you just watch a random episode, or was it the first one?
No, I watched the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny that you say that about the sleep and the calories and everything like that. I remember a long time, Dominic.
Who?
Yeah, he told me, he's like, remember when he was doing that whole working at the Ontario Mills and he was driving back and forth from like Palmdale to, I remember telling him, he's like, man, I'm losing so much weight. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't sleep anymore. And that's always stuck in my head. I'm like, what do you mean you lose weight when you don't sleep? He's like, yeah, you know, like your whatever's keeping you awake and your body active is like just eating all the fat. It's like eating itself. I'm like, that sounds, you know, sounds not good.
Yeah, right.
It's always stuck in my head, and like it's weird that you brought it up. Oh, coincidence.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, the universe is in our heads. Nah. You don't exist. You're just a figment of my mind. Hey, maybe I don't exist. Maybe I'm part of your head.
Uh-oh. Maybe you're just a lovely dream.
Lovely. I don't think I use the word lovely enough.
I haven't used it.
Oh,
here we go. I've used gorgeous.
Gay or nay?
Oh, whoa.
Using like the word lovely.
I've told myself.
Should I play the theme song first?
Yes, let's do that.
Here we go.
Yay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or nay, gay or nay, gay or nay.
This is gay or nay.
All right, now it's official, man. Using the word lovely as a man. Is that gay?
Does this also constitute the word beautiful, gorgeous?
No. Beautiful and gorgeous could be used to describe a girl, so that's fine. But the word lovely, that's a little bit out there.
But if what if those words aren't used to describe a girl at all?
Beautiful or, what'd you say?
Or gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Dude, I can say that's a gorgeous car, man. You know?
You don't say it's a gorgeous car,
though.
Well,
fuck yeah, you do. If it has lines like a woman,
you say
like a woman.
No, it's a beautiful car. I don't think you ever say gorgeous.
Okay, that is kind of gay, huh?
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
Okay, when would you use the word gorgeous then to describe something besides a woman?
It's such a gorgeous day today.
Gay. What about gay. That's a gorgeous sunset. Is that gay?
I would say so.
Wow, gorgeous is I never thought about it. It's a pretty fine line there.
I think since watching the movie, what's that movie? Fuck, dude, I am having brain farts all day today. Old School.
Uh-huh.
You know that whole part where he's like, yes, we were having a dinner at Olive Garden. It was lovely, by the way. I think since then I've realized and come to terms with myself. I've hit that, you know, certain age where I can start saying things and not have to worry about whether it being gay or not. But then when I say these words out loud, I'm like, wow. You know, 21-year-old me would have like pointed at myself and gay, you know? Like, I can't say things like, oh my God, look at that puppy. It's so beautiful. You know?
Isn't the fact that you're thinking 21-year-old you calling you gay means it's gay what you're doing?
But
it's like you're time traveling to Gatum.
Time travel. Just Marty McFly just going back in time. Yeah. You fucking fag. Yeah. Wow, that's heavy. Fag.
Dude, you're gay by time travel association. If you can say your younger self will come back and tell you you're gay, that means something.
But the thing is like, I find myself in my head arguing with myself. And I know you've talked about that before, too, with the whole ADD thing. You know, I just sit there. I'm like, but I mean, 21-year-old me doesn't know 30-year-old me. So, I mean, maybe it's acceptable because I am now 30-year-old me right now. And I find it acceptable.
It's still a part of you, though, saying no.
A part of
to another part of you.
A part of me is saying no, but a part of me is saying yes.
Well, I don't know.
I don't throw those words out regularly, though.
I'll tell you what. If we were hanging out, just let's say you and I were holding hands walking to the mall, and you said, oh, that dress is lovely. I'd say, whoa, 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 whoa. That was gay. In my head, I want to embarrass you.
While we're holding hands?
In my head, I would judge you. Yeah, that's not gay. That's normal.
That's
people in India do it all the time.
What does he say? That's how we transfer knowledge from one another.
We're exchanging data.
Exactly. You know what? I'm gonna parking lot this because what I'm gonna do is I know I'm telling you right now I don't know if your memory is gonna hold up.
No.
But when we go camping next week, I'm gonna be like,
is it next week? It's not next week, is it?
I thought it is. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend, isn't it? Yeah, dude.
No.
It's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Holy fuck! It is. Holy
I thought you.
Fuck. A week and a half.
So we're gonna get there and we're gonna wake up in the morning. You know. In each other's arms.
Of course. Naturally.
And I'm going to open up the tent and I'm like, wow, look at that sunset. It's lovely.
Wait, why are we opening the tent and you're watching the sunset? We were fucking all day?
We had a vigorous sex act.
A vigorous
and,
fuck
and,
session.
And we, exactly. And then we woke up again and, you know, to get water.
Yeah.
To we're get water and night stretch. Owls.
Dude, this is a big deal, man. Wait, I forgot. Have you been camping before?
Not with you.
Oh, but you have been.
I have been camping.
Okay.
I've been up in San Onofre. I did it with the Cub Scouts. I did it at home.
That sounds so gay what you just said.
Oh, yeah.
What, the Cub Scouts? Cub Scouts? I did it at home.
At least I wasn't a weeblo.
But this time you're going with me, and I'll tell you what. It's
going
to
be super gay.
Lovely. Not lovely.
It's gonna be lovely, beautiful, and gorgeous.
All right, so let's close this shit out. Gay or nay? Lovely as a man using that word.
21-year-old me says it's super gay. 30-year-old me says it's fine.
Okay, so so if 21-year-old you and 30-year-old you got
wait,
a
wait,
fight,
wait a minute,
who would win?
Wait a minute, because 30-year-old me hasn't happened yet. I'm still 29, so 29.
What the fuck are you saying?
29-year-old me.
It's still gay. Then
says, I don't know. You know.
This was like a looper moment. Who would win? Well, the older me knows all my moves, but the younger me is quicker.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna say using the word lovely. God, I'm gonna say it's
in
gay.
In context,
dude. I'm gonna say it's gay.
I would say.
When could a grown man ever say that's lovely?
I would say 75% of the time it's gonna be gay.
I would say the only people that can get away with that are educated white men between the ages of 50. And dead.
But what happens if we're if you're somewhere and like, God, that fucking car is beautiful, and it's like this old fucking, you know, just beautiful classic car, you know, just red and gleaming in the sun, and you know, that California weather's just perfect and everything's just right. Uh-huh. You know, goddamn, that's fucking beautiful. If you say it like that, like,
oh, that's, I thought you were gonna say lovely. I thought we were talking about lovely.
Oh, I thought we're still talking about beautiful. No. Maybe. Okay, well, lovely. What if we are like, well, that was a lovely dinner. What if you say
that? That's gay. Yeah? I'm sorry, dude. I'm going to say gay on this one. You say not gay?
Okay. Lovely is gay. Okay. All the time. Beautiful and gorgeous.
I use those 50/50 words. Yeah, so because I'm biased, I'm going to say that's not gay.
Okay.
Okay, we agree. I thought we're going to have to. A gay to disagay.
Okay, well, just so you can say it, I don't agree.
Oh, then we better a gay to disagay. All right, Lito. Speaking of gay, I got one more thing. I recently, I took a shower before you came here. Actually, when you were already here, I'm still in the shower, lagging as usual. Right. I gotta tell you, my shower was lovely. Now, so
no wait, watching you was beautiful.
So I'm in the shower. And I get my wife's fucking, my wife's hair, I find it always on me, okay? This was one of my fucking moments many shows ago. how I said fuck you to women's hair? Because it gets everywhere, dude. Everywhere. This shit was on me when I was taking, like, I was disrobing. And I found, like, long hairs on my fucking body. I'm like, what is this shit? And so I get in the shower. Long hairs all over the fucking place in the shower. It's like, God damn it. So my point is, being gay, that's one more beneficial aspect of being gay. No more long hairs all over your body everywhere.
But what if he has long hair?
No. I won't let my little bitch do that. My little bitch is going to be a twink. It's going to be cute and, like, fairy-like.
Like Lance Bass.
Yeah, you can say that. But hotter.
What's wrong with Lance Bass?
It's too old.
He's not my type. I like brunettes. Nah, but haven't you ever found... Okay, be honest.
Haven't you
ever found a woman's hair on your dick? Wrapped around your dick? I mean, it's got to be a pretty long hair to wrap around my dick, but I found... I found one time, and I was like pulling it, and it's like, take off.
Right? You're just like, oh, fucking pube. Wait a minute. What is this?
I found one in my asshole one time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, dude. I haven't had that happen.
No?
You haven't lived.
You see all the chunks connected to it?
Oh, that's nasty. I've had one, like, you know, you wake up and you're like fucking like, oh, they're like, you fucking pulling out. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, that shit's pretty gross.
Hey, dude, I got a question for you real quick. It has nothing to do with anything, but I had it on the last show I talked about. And I'm curious. I want to ask more guys, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever, and be honest here, don't lie, you know, you don't got a lot to kick it. Have you ever witnessed in your lifetime, in real person, not on fucking TV, in person, in reality, a black midget?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
I know he said you saw the black midget on a scooter.
A Razor scooter.
It wasn't that beautiful. Right. It wasn't that beautiful.
Why? It's like a unicorn, dude. They don't exist.
Well, what I'm saying, my black midget sighting wasn't that beautiful.
Oh. You're saying mine wasn't.
Yeah, no, so that was.
Fuck you, sir.
No, fuck you. That's awesome. My black midget was fucking like, he was like just regular black midget, like, you know, but he kind of like had crazy teeth.
Not riding no cool scooters.
Yeah, no, he had like a frohawk. So
what?
Yeah, you know, like
was a, he and he was a, black?
Yeah, he was black. You never seen frohawks?
How old? 20s.
I mean, I would say probably 30.
With a frohawk?
Yeah, dude.
That's not good. Like Mr. T frohawk?
Not too much. I mean, it's kind of pointier. It's kind of like a Chuck Liddell kind of mohawk.
Okay.
But froey.
Black.
Exactly. I can see all the way from front to back because I can see over him.
But what was he doing? I mean, midgets always do something entertaining.
He was just entertaining. Yeah, I know. He was, you know, he had this one guy, you know, with the little crank music box, and he was just fucking dancing around asking people for change.
Oh, that's sad.
On a little leash.
I just got depressed.
No, this guy was just walking around. It was at the mall. I remember it was a long time ago.
Just walking around.
Chilling.
Minding his own midget business.
Exactly, you know. He had a couple of little things to do. He made a short list that day, so he had to run around.
Was he short on time?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it a hurry? Can we keep going with this?
He only had a small amount of money.
Don't shortchange me, asshole.
Exactly.
How many you got left? Any more?
You had tiny room for error. what else?
Oh, shit.
Tiny
anything
small.
with mini?
Mini.
They're driving a mini? Nah, that's no good, right?
No.
That's horrible. I think I'm out.
Yeah, he went to the food court and got a mini soda.
Nah, that's horrible.
That was a teeny over the edge of retarded.
Yeah. Was he shopping at Oshkosh? Nah, that's lame. All right.
I hope we sell Denny.
We're tapped out.
We there's a gymboree across the way from us at work, and I always called it. Hey, Denny, look, they have sold all your clothes today. He's like, bitch.
All right. Yeah. If you guys have ever seen a black midget, let me know about it. Huh? Give me your story.
At least take a picture, too.
Yeah.
Smartphones these days, they don't have the shutters on them. The shutter sound?
So yeah, you can disable that.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like... Hey, what the fuck was that? Sorry, black midget. I'm just taking a picture of you.
Hey, I mean, yeah. I'm a fucking, you know, ninja fucking picture pro. you seen my Instagrams?
You should open up a... You should... I don't know if that would work. I could open up a camera store called Ninja Shots.
Ninja Shots?
Ninja Picks? I don't know.
You know, it'd be pretty cool is a website, Ninja Shots, and it'd be like a bunch of like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Copyright, that's good. Copyright me, fuck you.
Ninja Shots.
Trademarked.
And yeah, you got it. That's the, you know, getting the fucking, the hard to get shots.
Exactly.
Yeah. A lot of cleavage or even vagina up the skirt shots.
A lot of ball shots.
Or
what?
Oh, that, yeah. That's lovely. Huh? All right, Lito. Let's get on to something a little nerdy, shall we?
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, first of all, before we get into nerdy, let me make a...
I always like how you go, we're going to do this. Oh, wait. No, I forgot.
No, this is related. So...
Oh, by the way, we're drinking
beer. I invited Super Dick
to
be a part of this, right? I knew he wouldn't come because of his
hectic schedule. His super dickness.
He's always fighting crime somewhere. And, you know, but I sent him the message because who fucking knows? Maybe today.
Was sports playing today?
Yeah. His Lakers lost. Oh. Too soon. So I was like, okay, I know the dude was on vacation recently. Maybe he had today off and maybe he would grace us with his presence. Because I got to tell you, Super Dick is loved and adored by nationwide fans of the Danger Hour.
Everyone
maybe
loves
just
Little
a couple.
Dick.
Yeah. Maybe just a couple people like
Super.
Him. So anyways, I sent him a text like, hey, man, we're doing a nerdy type, you know, segment today. What I like
say?
Your input.
Oh, that's every episode.
He goes, oh, man, I'm still in Hawaii. Sorry.
Oh, fucker.
Yeah.
Mom, yeah. Pinky up.
So I'm like, oh, look at you. I'm like, hey, punch a fucking hula girl for me. And he goes, dude, you'd be happy to know. And you know, I'm so happy that he told me this before the show today.
He had a drink.
I want to tell you this, dude. What happened to him in Hollywood when he dressed up as the fucking True Blood guy?
Oh, he got his ass grabbed.
He got his ass grabbed. Exactly.
A couple of times.
What happened to him in Hawaii, dude?
He got his nuts. He got his coconuts grabbed.
Nah, not close enough. He got his ass cupped by his surf trainer.
Whoa.
His surfing instructor.
Whoa.
He's like, dude, I got to tell you, the guy fucking cupped my ass.
Whoa.
Maybe he said slap his ass, but I'm going to say cupped.
I've never looked. Does Super Dick have this like really nice ass or what?
Super Dick's in good shape, man. I think no one gives him enough credit. He's in good shape.
Maybe, you know, maybe the True Blood vampire costume was really tight, you know, like skinny jeans. And like that guy just like had to get himself some, you know.
You can resist.
And the surf instructor, you know, he saw him in the...
In the board swimsuit.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. the swimsuits, right?
I think,
what do you call them?
I think he wears a banana hammock.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, with a big Super Dick S logo on in the front of it.
wouldn't that be something?
Wait, would you
a banana
have,
hammock with a super, about, super man logo on your
that would be
super
fucking awesome.
Dick?
I just thought about this. Gay or nay, getting a surf instructor in Hawaii, that's a guy.
I would think anytime you're single, you would want anybody of the opposite sex doing that job for you.
Right.
Getting a massage, girl.
Yeah.
Getting a haircut, girl.
Why wouldn't you request a woman instructor, Super Dick, huh?
Exactly.
How about that?
Super Dick.
Dummy.
Dressing up like a vampire. That's not even a cool vampire. You know, like Blackula. You were just asking for it.
Blackula.
He's a cool vampire. Come here, girl. I'm going to suck your blood, bitch.
All right, here we go, dude. Nerdy
retractable
shit.
Fangs.
After I slam Super Dick.
Slam Dick. I like doing that.
Let's go on to the nerdy segment of the night, Lito.
Oh, how lovely.
Iron Man 3. Just came out. Hot off the presses, Lito.
Boop, 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 boop.
So, I know you hit me up saying, oh, are we going to get together and talk about Iron Man 3 soon? And so here we are. Look at that.
Look at that.
So, Lito, first of all, I got to tell you something. I'm doing it again, right? When I saw this movie, this is how I saw it, the circumstances in which I saw this movie.
Okay.
I took my kids.
Oh.
Yeah. My wife's like, we should take the kids to see the movie with us. They'll like it. Jacob likes Iron Man. I was like, yeah, you know what? That'd be good. Bring us some snacks and shit and some drinks and they'll be fine. They'll be quiet and shut the fuck up. And my sister came along with us. Now, we sat. Okay. We get there, dude, and I put this on the Facebooks that I was going to go after work, right? And Peterson's all, you're going to get mobbed by the fucking assholes from high school, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you call them?
All the, I don't know, teeny boppers or whatever.
I forgot what he called them, but dude, he was fucking right, man.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. I thought, you know, I wasn't thinking about in my 21-year-old me. I was thinking about 30-year-old me. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to beat all the fucking dickheads coming out of work at 5 o'clock. Yeah,
exactly. You forgot there's kids.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. So, yeah, a line of douchebags was there. So I go there with my fucking, we go five deep. And we're waiting, and we go to the back of the we're a half hour early. We're like 150 people in.
No way.
In the line. Yeah.
Where'd you guys, did you guys go right here at the Puente Hills?
Yeah.
AMC at 20.
Puente Hills. So we go back there, and I'm like, fuck. Now, my sister Jenny, as you may or may not know, I think you know, she's kind of like a delinquent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. So she's like a delinquent. So
why don't you guys go to the Man 6?
Hey, blast from the past. And so I was like, damn, Jenny, you should sneak in and get a seat. I'll fucking do it. And I was like, really?
She goes, I don't care. I'll fucking do
it. She goes, I don't give a fuck. She's that kind of chick, right? She's now she's 18, so it's, she can talk like that.
Oh, now she's 18. Yeah.
And so I'm like, go for it. So she goes in. The line starts moving.
Send your sister to be bad.
Nah, dude. I just said like, oh, yeah, we should go. You know, we should go sneak in and get it. You know, maybe she even, you know, I think she volunteered. I'll go in and get a seat.
I'm like, she's, I really? Don't care if you're going to be like a bitch. I'll go do it myself.
Yeah, dude, that's what happened. I'm lying. I said, God, look at all these fucking people. We're going to get a shitty seat now. She goes, I'll fucking go in there and steal a seat. And I was like, no way. She goes, I'll do it. I was like, go for it. And the line starts moving. She's like, fuck it, I'll go. And she walks off. I'm like, dude, this chick is hardcore. So we get in the theater, and I'm looking for Jenny like in the middle. Like, yeah, she probably got some good fucking seats. I keep walking. She's waving at me from the top fucking row. I was like, dude,
why? You got to remember, bad kids like the back of the bus.
That's where they into account.
Yeah, they could do bad things in the back and nobody can see them.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why didn't you get something closer? Oh, because too many people were coming in, so I just grabbed these seats. I'm like, God.
Oh, my God.
Not an overachiever, my sister. So anyways, but we all got our seats, you know. It wasn't that bad in the back row. Better than the front, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
But anyways, I'm rambling on too much. But my fucking point is, during watching this Iron Man movie, keep in mind, dude, have some sympathy for me. I sat next to this fucking asshole ex-cholo, you can tell. He had his bullshit kid with him, and the kid wouldn't shut the fuck up the entire movie.
I hate that.
The entire fucking movie. It's like he was giving the commentary, you know, the director's cut, or the, what do they call that shit?
Yeah, director's cut. Yeah, commentary? The fucking commentary reel.
Yeah. And the kid spoke Spanish. So it was always like, you know, it was like every time they showed anything, Iron Man.
Ay, mira, pa.
Every fucking 10 seconds the kid would be speaking, dude. Oh, and it was annoying. So yeah. And my kids.
How were they? I know you say you have some troubles with going to movies with them sometimes.
No, I thought they'd be good, dude. My boy can sit here and watch Netflix. He can watch a whole fucking movie and be totally focused, right? So I'm like, oh, he'll be cool. The problem with this is, here's the downfall of watching a movie nowadays. I'm not fucking exaggerating. There was 25 minutes of previews.
Oh, yeah.
25 fucking minutes, dude. And by that time, it's like, they're already antsy. It's like, dude, fucking movie takes 25 minutes just to start. You can't give him, you know, you can't be too hot on him.
I like the previews.
But yeah, I do too, but not fucking with kids. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Children,
because they're getting antsy, and it's like, all right, when's it gonna start? I was like, all right, soon. Fuck, it's been 20 minutes already.
I know. Anyway, it was like 7 previews too.
Yeah,
good ones.
Oh yeah,
Star Trek.
Do you want to? Oh, that is fucking awesome. Yeah. Do you want to see? Oh, isn't it funny how everything nowadays is called dark something?
Yeah, gritty.
Yeah, it's always like
fucking dark.
The dark of the what are the fucking darker the
dark
world?
Of the moon.
Yeah, dark of the moon.
Oh wait, no, that's Pink Floyd. That was a long time ago.
No, it was Transformers.
Oh yeah, Transformers. Yeah, yeah, they used that one too.
What was the what Star Wars called, or Star Trek? Star Dark of the
Into Darkness into or something
the
like
darkness.
That.
Darkness.
Yeah, looks good.
It does, man. Looks fucking good. Great.
Wolverine actually looks pretty good too. I don't know, too many yellow
people,
but I'll take it.
I've decided today in my shower, I was thinking about you. What?
Ooh. No.
I was thinking about the Wolverine preview while I'm bathing. And I was like, I think I'm like Leto about this. I got your mentality when it comes to the Wolverine movie. I just like fucking Wolverine, dude. So I'm excited to see it. Even if it's going to be shitty, I even like the Wolverine movie. People shit on the movie. I fucking liked it.
Yeah, watch it.
We're not fucking brothers. Sabretooth and Wolverine.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I didn't really care.
Fuck.
I didn't care. I liked the character.
I'm telling you, dude. It tells you something. You know what? You're just going to be a fan. You just got to watch it. I'll still watch, you know, Street Fighter every now and then. And like, that's the worst movie ever fucking made. Like lately on our
on our premium cable channels.
Oh boy.
They've been playing Mortal Kombat Annihilation, you know, the second Mortal Kombat, the even shittier one. And I'll watch it. And it's so fucking horrible, dude, because like the robots, like the Sictor and Cyrax and Smoke, they're robots, right?
Yeah.
But like they have nothing robotic about them except for the.
Does they have like black tights on with like plastic chest piece?
Oh man, it's so horrible.
Even on the video game, they were horrible robots.
But I, like, god damn, I hate that. Yeah, dude, it's pretty bad. But I'll still watch it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
like that shit.
I watched T-Man not too long ago. The one with Dolph
Lundgren. I have the power!
Oh, yeah.
Was that what he said?
Yeah.
No.
I watched G.I. Joe 2 not too long ago with The Rock.
Nah, man. You know what? I got to tell you, man. The Rock, I think everything he's involved with is bullshit. Don't you agree? Don't lie.
He saved the Fast and Furious franchise.
I'll say that. I don't think so. He's fucking like cheesy, dude. He's too cheesy. He's the same fucking guy in every movie. Dude, badass, fast talking. I'm a fucking guy, man. I'm the one.
You know, he did come from a pro wrestling background.
Yes, I know that.
So
what am I supposed to give him leverage or a lenience on that?
What do you want him to do? He's playing the same fucking character all the time.
Yeah, not do that.
I mean, if you've seen the Tooth Fairy, I mean, anything out of it. Oh, man, it's horrible.
I don't doubt it.
There's this one part, actually, that had me cracking up. It was him and Billy Crystal. He's like fucking. He's like, this is it. Or Billy Crystal was like showing him all the like the tools of the trade.
Yeah.
And he's got these.
Wait, Billy Crystal's in the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah. Oh, oh yeah. Christ. He's got this. He's like, this is amnesia dust. It makes you forget. Poof. He's like, what's that? Oh, it's amnesia dust. It makes you forget. Poof. What's that? Oh, it's amnesia dust. It makes you forget. Poof. What's
that's actually funny.
It was pretty. Yeah, it was really funny. And he did it. He's like, oh, I love that. It was really funny, actually. God, Billy. Dude. Now that I brought this up with Billy Crystal, did you see a couple weeks ago that they made him an honorary player during spring training for the Yankees and even let him bat?
No shit.
For his, I think it was his 69th birthday
during
spring
the game.
Training, Yankees game. He was an honorary player. He went in bat. He went to bat, and oh man, it was that must have been the coolest fucking thing ever, dude.
Wait, he played during a real game.
I don't think he played a couple of innings. I think he just went up to bat and then they fucking subbed him out or whatever like that.
But his stats are there.
Oh, yeah.
Recorded.
Yeah. He fucking struck out, but it was... Hello. You know?
Yeah. And then Curly's in the fucking stands. It's that one thing. You need that one thing.
The gold. Yeah, man. Curly. I don't know where I fucking came out with.
That's cool, though.
Oh, yeah, man.
I don't know if the Yankees are fags for doing that or if they're the most awesome team ever.
Yeah, dude. That was really.
You think
really
that compromises
fucking cool.
The fucking beauty of the sport? Beauty! Oh!
I'm pretty sure it's quite lovely. I don't know. But, I mean, it's spring training, so really, who cares?
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you that.
But still, that's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Just to fucking dress.
He had the uniform on everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, he was on ESPN, like, web highlights. It's fucking cool.
I got to look that up.
Oh, yeah. It was really fucking cool. It was like his 69th birthday and everything like that.
69.
I hope more old actors go into, like, you know, sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I hope, you know, Carrot Top one day steps into an MMA ring just to get smashed.
Dude, that guy's fucking ripped.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I wish Billy Crystal would have went with the old-timey uniform like Mr. Burns used to wear. Oh, that would have been awesome.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, well. All right, dude, on to the Iron Man.
Iron Man,
what? Okay, here we go.
Iron Man 3.
Yeah, Leto, you're right. Part 3. It's already made $14 billion worldwide. Is that correct? Is that accurate figure? Something like that, right?
Something close. Yeah. I think it's like $175 million already, dude.
Yeah, that was in the U.S. It was $680 million worldwide.
It's fucking
insane. Isn't that fucking insane?
Ridiculous.
Anyway, so Leto, I want to hear about your thoughts, man. You have some, I know you have some good shit to say because you've been fucking, hey man, what's up, Iron Man? What's up, Iron Man?
I wanted to talk about Iron Man so much, dude. So I went, Saturday night, supposed to go with Faye. That didn't happen. Shout out to Faye, you faggot. I went with the Babadoo and she.
Oh, second best.
Yeah. She liked it, dude.
No shit.
She liked it.
Wait, she's in the other ones?
Out of all of them, she likes Robert Downey Jr. the best. She doesn't like Iron Man. She hasn't seen Avengers. I was watching it two nights before, And I'm like, let's watch The Avengers so you can get caught up. She's like, oh, okay. And she's going to be on the phone and watch at the same time. 20 minutes into it.
It's kind of important that you watch Avengers first, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of important.
She gets the gist of it. That's all she has. She doesn't care about the story.
Who fucking cares? Yeah.
So she likes Robert Downey Jr. She's like, oh my God, he's so cute. Oh my God. You know, she thinks all of them, oh my God, Thor. Oh my God. You know, like. So
that's how they get them.
We went to go watch, and the theater we went to was the Ultralux, and you've been there in Anaheim.
I have.
Yeah, we with remember?
Oh,
we
were, okay, yeah.
Carnitas. Yeah, his theater. Well, he
doesn't
work there anymore.
Free passes.
Yeah, exactly.
For the Avengers.
Our free loading.
3D.
So we went to go see it there, and it was so crazy because they have assigned seating there.
Yeah, that's great.
When you buy your ticket, your
ticket. Your ticket.
And there was no fucking seats available. So we found these two, and the girl was like, oh, these two seats are, you know, they're decent. And they were perfect fucking seats. We weren't around anybody. We're just like, it was one of those handicapped spots. Exactly. So yeah. I was fucking good. Trailers were fucking awesome. I was like, hell yeah. I love the trailers. Every time a good trailer come up, I'm like, you know,
What do you think about that
elbow job. Like, oh yeah.
And she's like, yeah, stop. Fucking
yeah, she's like, fucking stop.
What do you think about the Lone Ranger? No?
I'm
Johnny Depp, no?
Johnny Depp doesn't do it for me anymore, dude. He's just, is just do something where you're not a character anymore, man. And I haven't seen Rum Diaries. But
okay.
I feel like he's just too character every fucking time.
I like that one.
Was it good? I know it's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix.
I don't know. If we rented it or saw, I think I rented it.
I watched Donnie Brasco all fucking day.
I liked The Rum Diaries.
Was it good?
People shit on that movie, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I heard fucking everybody.
It's not great, but you know, I liked it.
Yeah, see, like, I think the last time I saw him was in
that
Dark
chick is
Shadows.
Hot as fuck, dude.
In Rum Diaries?
Yes.
Who is it?
Hot as fuck. Amanda Heard?
Oh, yeah.
Is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, dude. She looks, okay. This movie kind of ruins her because it's like they make her look so fucking hot.
That chick goes both ways, dude.
I know. She was with him and another chick at the same time.
Oof.
I heard about that when he broke up with his wife. Anyways, what I'm saying is they make her look so fucking hot in this movie. Like okay, I'm going to tell you this, man, and I'm going to stand by it.
Okay.
When I saw that movie, when I first seen her, I'm like, holy fuck, she's like the perfect looking woman.
Yeah.
And then I seen her on something different. I'm like, that's the same girl. She looks super fucking good in this movie.
Okay.
Not saying she's ugly in the other movie. Just she's not as fucking perfect as in this movie.
I'll have to check it out.
She looks fucking gorgeous. Anyway.
You know what? I had that a long time ago when I watched The Girl Next Door with, what's her name?
Alicia Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert, yeah. Uh-huh. When it first came out, I remember me and my cousins went to go see it. And when I saw the previews, I was like, oh, it's going to be like American Pie or something like that. Right. You know, I thought it was like, okay. And it turned into this like, comedy romantic movie, and I just remember like literally like almost falling in love with her in the movie, dude. I was like, oh my god, maybe that's what I'm looking for, a porn star, you know. But back to the issue at hand, the trailers were fucking cool, you know. Every time, like, this is Iron Man or is that
what we're talking about?
This is Wolverine.
and I
nudge her in the fucking, she's like, oh god, stop. And I'm like, this is Star Trek. I'm like, isn't that crazy? Like, she hates having nerdy conversations with me. She's like, oh god. You know, I'm like, isn't it going to be crazy? The maker of Star Trek is now going to be the director of Star Wars. And I'm like, it's crazy because, and I'm just fucking yapping on it. And
I'm just laughing at the thought of her face. She's just like, oh, all right, I fucking get it.
Oh, yeah.
Can you pass the popcorn?
Yeah. So Iron Man comes on, and I didn't even realize it fucking started because it just starts.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, is this one of those things where it's like one of those turn off your phones or something like that? You know, sometimes they have those weird little segments where they're specially made.
Exactly.
And the movie just starts, and I'm like, I wasn't even ready for it. Like, there was no beginning or nothing. I was just like, oh, Tony Stark's talking. Okay, it's probably one of those things. And it's like, go straight into it. And I'm like, okay, that's a different change.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm watching the movie, and it never really seems to start because it seems like it's already. It seems like a continue, but it's not really a continue of part two, and it's not really a continue of the Avengers. They do mention the Avengers a couple times, but really vaguely, like just enough for you. If you didn't watch the movie, you're like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
You know?
I think they're already assuming you've already watched all of them, right?
Exactly. But the thing is, like, here's what a lot of that bothered me, but I think to the casual watcher, and I'm using Babadoo as a, you know, as the perfect model for this, she enjoyed the movie thoroughly.
Yeah.
But they could have called it Super Robot Man, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it would have been just fine.
Yeah.
My big gripe was it, what was, you know, my couple of my gripes, and I've gotten written down, is one, the whole trailers versus the movie thing. Trailers made it look super fucking cool.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to see it. Me being the nerd I am, I'm always online trying to get the latest scoop, but not enough that I know the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the whole time, everybody, you know, the websites we're talking about, like Mandarin, they're trying to dissect the previews and the trailers. And, you know, they have IGN has this something, this YouTube segment where they call it Rewind Theater, and they'll take the trailer and they'll, you know, go into each spot and try to free sweat segments that mm-hmm. are like, oh, look at that symbol. That's probably means this from mm-hmm. the acclaimed story of this and this. And you know what? I enjoy those. But they were talking about how Mandarin is like, you know, his whole, the whole guttural voice that Ben Kingsley used. And Ben Kingsley.
Time out. Can I say spoiler alert first? We're going to just dissect the fuck out of this movie.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched it, we're going to just go all the way. Well, I'm planning to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
And yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So watch it. I did not just.
I did not just come over here just to hang out. I came over here to fucking talk.
Yeah. We're going to give a full diagnostic.
We're going to give an iron bomb.
All right, so the Ben Kingsley's voice.
So I loved it. I love the, you'll never see me coming.
Yeah.
You know, it was I loved it. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And then watching the movie, his whole Osama bin Laden type, you know, videos. And I'm like, dude, this dude's going to fucking, I've been waiting for a good psycho character like the Joker since the Joker. Okay. Loki. He was supposed to be the god of mischief, but he was never funny or anything like that. He was, you know, never fucking with people and nothing in the Avengers or Thor. So when I saw this guy, I was like, fuck yeah, a psycho. Ended up being crazy.
Yeah.
But never fruitioned into that.
So not even crazy, just a druggie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So his whole fucking thing was like, President, you have to call this, you know, like, he gave him these ultimatums. He had these crazy videos and, you know, this whole anti-American everything. Fucking cool stuff, you know, really, really cool stuff. You know, he executed that one, you know, businessman. If you didn't call me, I'm going to kill him. And then, bam, shoots him. All right, this is going to be pretty cool.
That was awesome.
The whole payoff is he's an actor.
Yeah.
That the dude from AIM, what's his name? Aldridge Killian.
Yeah.
Hires this dude as a fall guy. Well, really as a symbol.
Image, yeah.
As an image of the sheer terror while he's the man in the back. You know, he's the one that's pulling the strings.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea. Yeah. I did love that. And that's why I said they could have called it Super Robot Man, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because in the comic book movies, Mandarin is super villain tier one. He's up there with Magneto, Thanos.
Let me stop you there. That's what I don't know the Iron Man comic story, okay? But I've heard, I think from you and maybe, I don't know about Super Dick, but one of you fucking guys, saying that dude, oh yeah, he's a badass. And like, he's
top tier Iron Man mythos.
Right. Like the Joker for Batman. Super Dick. Are you saying? Is he the Joker for Batman?
Yeah,
okay, or Lex Luthor for Superman?
Exactly.
He's the one?
He's one of the main dudes.
Okay, so I'm like, all right, cool. And then when they showed him just fucking around those girls, I'm like, whoa, I think a lot of comic boys are going to have a fucking problem with this.
I wasn't really into the movie. I was enjoying it, trying to finally get the start of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of enjoying it. You know, I did have those parts where like...
Didn't the first like 15 minutes just drag ass?
Fuck yeah. I was like waiting for it. I'm like, when's this movie going to start?
I was like, dude, this is bad. This is fucking bad.
I didn't really get into it until like the fucking mansion got attacked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking cool. This is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And the whole Pepper Potts turning into Iron Man thing kind of pissed me off.
Oh, dude.
That's my biggest fucking problem with this movie.
I'm very
sexist about that, like stuff like that. I mean, I don't know if I told you. I know I've told people about this. You know, when I was little, I would, like, I didn't like girls in action type sequences to the point where, like, I bought a toy one time, and it was G.I. Joe, and it came with, it was like a robot suit. But the robot suit I wanted came with a girl. So I was like in a dilemma. I was like, what do I do? I got it, opened up the package in the parking lot, got the girl, phoom, out the window, never made it to my toy bin.
My toy bin.
Oh, yeah, dude.
She couldn't even be like a girl that got fucked?
No, not at all.
Well, you're hardcore,
it was nothing but
men
on men action.
You are hardcore, sir.
That was it, dude. But she does, excuse me, fanboys, I know she does come out in her own armor as a character called Rescue.
Ugh.
She has her own armor in some of the stories.
Is it horrible?
And she's, I mean, she doesn't, you know, she's so pro, you know, anti-violence and everything like that.
Yeah.
So he builds her a suit so she can rescue people.
Dude, in the comic book, is she hot as fuck?
No.
Then why is he like so into this chick?
Did you say Gwyneth Paltrow's hot?
No, I said in the comic, is she hot as fuck?
I'm
in the comic. That's why I'm asking, dude.
You'd be surprised.
Gwyneth Paltrow is not hot as fuck.
No way.
Now, and for Downey Jr. to say, oh, dude, I can't live without her. I love her. When he's been banging these hot as fucking shit pieces of ass.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, Gwyneth Paltrow, she gets you? Really? She's the one that does it for you?
She's the one.
And she's like, you know, he's like Tony fucking Stark, like powerful as shit, can have any chick he wants. And she's like, I'm sleeping on the couch. It's like, really?
What
you would have dumped this broad a long time ago, man.
What does he say in the Avengers? You're just a man in a star-spangled suit or like that. He's like, oh yeah, what are you? A billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, that's totally him.
Yeah.
You know, I shaved yesterday. Okay. I had let my stuff grow out, and I even went for I did the whole Iron Man type goatee. It wasn't long enough. But I did it just to try it.
Yeah.
Okay, and I thought that was fucking cool,
like,
dude.
Like the points on the sides?
I couldn't do it because, like, I haven't been growing the top right here. In between, I've been shaving it down right there. I know you can't really see this in radio land. But the whole points were on a beard, like, you know, the lines from the mustache all the way to the beard connect. My hair really doesn't grow there. It's been growing lately.
Yeah.
So I've been cutting that. So a little bit of fuzz is there. I tried going at the point, but there's not enough hair. But I did do the line above the fucking lip. Oh yeah, there's nothing manlier than having a prince mustache.
Was your wife like, oh my god, Donnie Jr. is in my house? Oh, Iron Man,
save me,
Iron Man's.
Iron Man's. You're so sexy. So okay. Mandarin, Mandarin. Wait. Okay, let's.
Okay, go back.
Mandarin.
Let's go back to Pepper Potts. Though, remind me, so I can slam her some more.
The Mandarin. You saw those rings he had on, right? The 10 power rings. In the first movie...
You know what? I don't recall those.
Okay, well, Mandarin, the whole
thing
about...
But that's his big deal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got his power rings. Each ring...
our powers combined.
Exactly. Each ring controls something. One has fire, ice, flight...
Earth.
And just all kinds of other
wind.
Stuff. Yeah, heart,
water.
Everything like that.
Yeah.
So in the first Iron Man movie... Those dudes that capture him, that dude actually has one of the rings. That's why they always thought that the Mandarin was always behind that.
Oh,
first.
No shit?
Yeah. So in this
movie.
Is that
pretty fucking obvious or you gotta know?
Yeah, if you do some research, the logo that he has, he actually has one of the power rings on.
Okay.
That one dude. So they never go back to that. They kind of leave it open-ended. So with this movie, he does have his rings on. And they dissected that in the IGN Rewind Theater. In this movie, they did nothing with it.
Yeah.
Nothing fucking with it. The whole point, the whole reveal is Mandarin is nothing but a front. He's an actor that they captured. They made him into this fucking Antichrist superstar. And it's really the fucking...
Killian
that was turned down by Tony Stark 10 years ago. And this girl that he slept with that created this extremist technology that is supposed to grow back like body parts through natural scientific bullshit.
Yeah. It's okay. Like the Wolverine factor.
Exactly.
The healing factor.
Healing factor. I thought that was kind of a cool story.
That's cool.
Iron Man's, flying suit. I thought that was kind of cool. You know, wherever he needs it. You know, he did do that kind of weird pose every time, you know, he called the armor. I thought that was kind of cool.
But how can they each independently have fucking rockets on them where they can fly at super speed?
Isn't that crazy? Then again, he is Iron Man.
Yeah, but still. All right, let me get into what I fucking hated about this movie. Okay? I'm sure you got more.
Oh, yeah.
But let me see if I bring some similar things that you have in your head or if it'll trigger some more shit.
Hold on, no. The whole thing about that armor that breaks apart, remember any Avengers? Like, it's like all these pieces come on and they just like attach themselves, right?
Yeah.
Remember the Avengers when he fucking lands on Stark Tower and like all these pieces are coming off of him and he's got like an exoskeleton under his Iron Man suit? Where was that?
An exoskeleton.
Like he's got this like he's got like two layers of armor on. It's like the actual armor, and then like he's got pieces under those pieces.
I don't remember.
Like they just like all of a sudden they're just like five pieces, and like they grow. Like what the fuck is it, a plant now? It's like organic. I didn't get this shit. And I was like, I don't know. That's
how
the one
all those pieces grow to that to cover his whole body.
That's
those
one thing.
A few pieces.
That's one thing that's always bothered me about Transformers too. How are you gonna get a fucking 25-foot robot out of just a cab? You know?
Yeah, right.
Oh, hey, there's a Corvette. Yeah, he turns into a 30-foot robot.
That's true, and he can sit in it. It has leather interior and a radio.
Yeah. His steering wheel, yeah, it's his dick. Yeah. You know, the shifter, it's his dick.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Okay, here's what I had a problem with. You just brought, maybe I'm wrong now that you say that. So this suit now is like a breakaway suit? Is that what the deal is? Because, okay,
yeah,
he fought with Thor in the Avengers, yeah. He got fucked up with the hammer. He got thrown
ridiculous.
In the trees.
Yeah.
He rolled around, banged in the shit. In this movie, he gets hit by a truck and all falls apart. Fuck you, dude.
Oh, I hated that.
Fuck you,
I hated that. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
What about when he's having his nightmare and he does this fucking karate chop to it and just...
Yeah.
And just breaks apart.
Yeah.
I saw that in the movies and I'm like, that's it. We're leaving. God damn it. What is this?
Yeah. Oh, I know the secret pressure point to disarm everything.
How does your hand not hurt after that?
Yeah, for real.
They always describe the Iron Man suit as 6'5", close to 450 pounds.
6'5"?
Oh, yeah. And he's...
How tall is he?
Probably like 6 foot or anything like that. And he's picking it up through the snow.
Yeah, he's dragging that shit. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All those bullets and weapons aren't going to be anything. I know I'm nitpicking, but go ahead.
No, that's fine. I am doing the same thing. What else bothered me was... All these, okay. Oh, hold on. Let's go back.
Pepper Potts.
Okay, fine.
I don't know if I...
I'll tackle that first then.
All right.
What I fucking hated about this, about her, is the scene when she comes out of the fire and does some shit and has that hero pose.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
Shut the fuck up. That bothered me
I hated that so bad,
dude. I told Natalie, like, she was there in the shore. She's, like, pausing there for, like, you know, 5 seconds.
She's
and I'm like,
flexing. I couldn't. I mean, I just told you about my whole not liking women as heroes.
Yeah.
Action figure story. Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, God damn
it. It was so fucking cheesy.
I was already fucking mad that she had a suit on. But
I just thought about something while you were talking before.
Oh.
When his mansion got attacked, right? When they're just going down, when they're like blowing his shit up. First of all, what was wrong? The suit was a prototype and it wasn't fucking combat ready. Is that the problem was?
Yeah, that's the
whole
thing.
Why you couldn't fight the helicopters?
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, like you always have to update the latest firmware onto it or whatever it is, you know.
And how come they know Iron Man's powers and it's in helicopters that can easily be taken out of the sky? It's like, that's the best idea. Let's go take combat helicopters because you can't take us down.
Exactly.
But then, okay, fine. His suit isn't combat ready. But when you come to find out later on, he summons an army of fucking Iron Mans. Why didn't he do that right then? Why didn't he call them out then? When his fucking girlfriend was going to be murdered.
And they were, I mean, they were right there.
And he was
going
to be murdered. He called, he's going, Jarvis, bring out the army of fucking robots, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Easy, but no.
Oh, yeah.
Why? And then at the end, he summons an army of robots. Like, what, there's 42 of them? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because there's like Mark 42, what the fuck it was?
Yeah.
So this is what bothered me too. Iron Man is, he gets like in the first two movies, he gets banged around so fucking much. He gets thrown around. He gets shot. He gets fucking, you know, he gets hit by that dude with his fucking electronic tentacles. Yeah, where the fuck they are.
Yeah.
And he gets blown up. He gets everything. Dude, thrown, launched, like, you know, he falls down to the earth through his house. And yet, these goddamn robots, these 42, get blown up so easily. You know what I'm saying? And their fucking heads get ripped off so easily. It's like, dude, come on, man. Come on.
I don't know if he was making them out of iron anymore or aluminum.
Keep it consistent,
aluminum.
Right?
Yeah.
And like you say, the Hulk Buster, wasn't it moved for like, what, 3 seconds?
I was so excited for him. I was so excited for that Hulk Buster.
Yeah.
Here comes the big guy. Hold this thing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
They never showed him again, huh?
Nope. No. No. That made me really mad too. Not to go with nothing but hatred, but I did like some parts of the movie.
Oh no, yeah, same here. I mean, I liked them. I enjoyed the movie. A lot of the shit we're talking about, I was like, oh come on, dude. Come on. But this one I didn't go so hard with it. You know, I was like, I'm just gonna enjoy it.
I did like the whole thing that, you know what, was it post-traumatic stress syndrome
anxiety
or whatever?
Attacks.
Exactly.
I
did like
that. What'd you think about that?
I thought that was pretty cool. I thought he was even funnier because Sandra gets anxiety attacks too sometimes.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah. So I'm like, you get that too. So no, I was just messing with her. But I was like, okay, I get that. You know, like he can't sleep. He's like, and he explains it too, you know. He's like, one day I'm this and that. And then next day there's fucking gods from other planets, big dragons and everything like that. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool because he was there firsthand, you know. I mean, they show him trying to take the nuclear bomb up and everything like that. And I thought, all right, that makes sense. I like the whole point that he finally runs out of power. You know, they haven't gotten into that where he runs out of power and he needs to, like, you know, what happens? He needs to get out of the suit. Uh-huh. I thought that was kind of cool. Seeing a hero be kick-ass and invincible, that's always cool. Seeing a hero actually in peril, that is, I think, cooler because, you know, you're always expecting this dude to kick ass.
Yeah.
And where he's at his worst, like, uh-oh, what do you do now?
Yeah.
That's where the real brains come in, you know? And especially, like, some heroes like Thor, I don't think they really have a weakness. Like, you know, like in Avengers, he was able to get out of that glass, you know, cylinder by smashing out of it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he did get his powers taken away from
him.
No,
I feel on that. That's why, and that's why people like the human heroes the best, right?
I mean,
like the Batmans and the fucking, and, well, not the Spider-Mans really, but like, you know, the people that are not really fucking gods or got these superpowers, they're more interesting.
Well, I think that's why they give super beings love stories, because
make them more relatable.
Exactly. Because if you're impervious to everything, your heart isn't.
Oh my God.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
That was beautiful.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Also, I like that you bring that shit up because I wanted to say that when I first, like, anxiety attacks, really? I was like, he's a fucking badass.
Yeah.
He's always been a badass. You know, he's a cocky motherfucker. I was like, I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I like that he's, you know, he's so weak now. And then after that, I was like, wait a second. But I like how it's like the human aspect of this fucking story. Are they making him, you know, it's making it more human and more like, oh, shit. You know, he's down. How's he gonna get out of it?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I did wind up loving that. At first, I wasn't so sure about it, just because, you know, you want to think of these characters as like bigger than fucking life.
Oh yeah.
And then they knock him down to like, yeah, he's like you. And it's like, oh shit. But then I wind up did loving that aspect
of
the movie.
They poop like me.
That's what actually made the movie great, honestly. Yeah. But then, just like they shit on the last Batman. He was hardly even fucking Batman in the movie.
I was just
hardly
fucking
even Iron Man. Yeah.
Oh man. God damn it. God damn you. You can't say fucking Iron Man and have him in there for fucking 10 minutes movie time. You can't say fucking Jurassic Park and only show two dinosaurs. You do have dinosaurs.
Iron Man's on this. Oh, in this movie, right? Hello?
I was like, really? I was like, when are you going to turn into Iron Man, dude? And at first I was like, oh, this like I didn't like the armor, the color scheme.
Yeah, I
mean,
neither.
It started growing on me, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of, it's gonna work. It's kind of cool. And it was like, oh, good thing I didn't really like it because they didn't really fucking show it.
Yeah.
And it was like fucking dingy and like, you know, they didn't really use it. And
it's
like,
too gold, right?
It was too fucking gold. And I did like the other Iron Man suits when they came out. I like, all right, that's cool. This one. This is that one. But they didn't give him enough attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have given, I mean, the glowing guys, I thought that was kind of cool. I thought their whole conception of the extremist program, I thought that was a cool idea to go with it. I really love that they didn't go with another. I know there's only been two movies. Well, three movies now. But I am so fucking glad they didn't go with the fucking Iron Man versus another robot.
Yeah.
Fucking mechanized suit thing. I was so fucking glad. But I was so let down. I thought fucking Mandarin was going to be this awesome, you know, finally science versus magic type of thing. You know, we only got a little bit of that during Iron Man versus Thor. You know, when that whole fight in the forest, and I thought that was fucking cool, you know, because they were a good match. But, you know, I was like, all right, cool. This is, you know, it's going to be the Ten Rings versus the fucking Unibeam. And it ends up being this dude that, you know, supposedly made of lava or whatever he is, you know. I didn't really get that concept, too. Like, they didn't really fully, you know, hash it out. So it's the serum that it allows you to pretty much be invincible. But if you don't take the antidote or whatever, you fucking turn into a 3,000 degree fireball that flashes everything around you.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah, I don't really know either. But from what I remember,
it's right. This should probably be something that should have explained.
Yeah, well, they were in the hotel room in the beginning with that chick, right? And her, that thing blew up.
Yeah, and like,
remember that the plant blew up? What the fuck it was?
And the flower, yeah, exactly. And the plant regenerated itself.
I guess they didn't work out the kinks so far in the human developments, but yeah. I thought they were, in my head, I thought they were doing that on purpose, blowing shit up on purpose.
They were playing them as like human bombs, but right. What? So if that one dude blew up and everybody around him blew up, why didn't Happy Hogan like fucking turn
Who's
into
Happy
ashes?
Hogan?
John Favreau, that's his name, Happy Hogan.
That's his name?
That's his name. That's his character's name.
I was wondering why they're calling him Happy. I'm like, yeah. That's his fucking name?
Happy Hogan.
Oh, Christ. Why didn't he blow up?
Yeah. I mean, he just hid behind a fucking t-shirt.
Wasn't he like too far out of the strike zone or the fuck it was?
He was like right in the middle of it.
I don't know, dude. But what he's told her in the beginning with that whole brain fucking 3D bullshit was that there's pockets in the brain that are empty that you can like, you know, you can upgrade yourself, and that's what he meant, right? To that's why they're all stronger and faster.
Exactly.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, but apparently they give him this fucking serum, which is, was it all her fucking idea? Is that what it was, or did he have something to do with it?
Yeah, no, she was the one who came up with it. I think
he just like weaponized it.
Tony Stark. I think he made it better, and I think he was close to figuring out what was wrong with it. That's why he left that card with like, you know, you're so close to finally finding out what the exact answer is.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't remember. I was like, I was drunk.
That's so why he wrote the formula on the back.
Yeah. That's how he cured Pepper, because like, oh, imagine, you know, I'm smarter now 10 years later and I'm not drunk, you know? So all of a sudden he's cured. Like if that, see that, I just thought about it. I'm like, okay, God damn you. Why didn't you weaponize the cure and hit these guys with it? Mm-hmm. Instead of bringing out all your armors, just make fucking missile syringes and hit the dudes and boom.
Okay. Oh, you just made me think of two points I wanted to make also. The first one is, I hate that everyone knows how to use the Iron Man technology as soon as it gets on their fucking skin.
Right.
It's like they know how to shoot the fucking hand and like do all this stuff. You know? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And the second thing is when the main dude, Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was a fucking awesome idea to make the suit form to him. And then explode it on itself. Like self-implode.
That was cool. See, that was cool. I did like that.
Yeah. That was awesome. And then he rejuvenates. And then Pepper fucking Potts. She blows him up again. Now he's dead for real? Like, why? Yeah. What's the difference? How come it's different than the first time?
That's why I was like, okay, wait a minute. Don't these dudes die when they blow up? Like, yeah. So he just got a little extra juju in his cereal that day?
Yeah. I was like, all right, I get that he's like the master of all of them or whatever the fuck yeah. it is, but how did she just throw that bomb in his face and now he's dead for sure.
Yeah.
That bothered the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah, man.
With her goddamn hero pose.
As soon as I saw that, she was like, oh, now she's got the extremist fucking technology in her too. I was like, God damn it. The first two movies, I couldn't stand her in the movie anyways. Now she's got more of a role. God damn you. So, like, that pissed me off. The Mandarin pissed me off. The whole AIM thing, that's actually another... You're familiar with Captain America, right?
Yeah, what about him?
Okay, so, you know, Hydra, that's, you know, one evil entity, like, kind of the army and everything like that.
Hydra?
Yeah, like, remember those the guys that were working for the Red Skull? Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, AIM... is another army of mercenaries and things like that. It's actually a group of scientists that, like, it's an army of scientists, and they always come up with these, you know,
that's in the comics
ideas. Yeah.
And is that dude Killian? He's in the comics.
I don't remember him too much. I do remember something of him, but there's actually a guy named MODOK that leaves them. Okay. MODOK is that big headed motherfucker that sits in a little chair and has the fucking psi beam. So. I thought there was going to be some kind of reference to him.
You lost me with side beam.
There was no reference to him. They were actually... I haven't seen it yet. I did read a little bit afterwards. They said that Aldridge's character, since he was... he came out as the Mandarin, which I thought was fucking stupid. They should have just left the Mandarin as an actor. Yeah. Then say, oh, no, I'm the Mandarin. Fuck you. I'd rather he have just been Killian.
Yeah.
But they said that the dragon tattoo on him was of Fing Fang Foom. Which is exactly. It's an actual Marvel enemy. He's like a dragon. Well, he is a dragon.
Uh-huh.
And they said Fing that originally they instead of Mandarin they were gonna have Fing Fang Foom as the enemy, which is a huge green talking dragon. And I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. So yeah. they mix characters again or enemies again because Iron Man 2 there's Whiplash, the guy with the fucking whips.
Uh-huh.
And there's Crimson Dynamo. A big Soviet Iron Man.
What they made them together.
They brought them together. So with Killian, I don't know exactly his evil name.
Uh-huh.
They made him, and then they made Mandarin, and then they also gave him a Fing Fang Foom tattoo.
Okay, here's what's happening. They are like, hey, you know, so many guys, so many fucking nerds know these stories. Let's switch them up a bit. But the whole thing with the Avengers was they stayed pretty true to everything, right? And that's why everyone loved it.
Yeah.
But the next movie they make, they fuck with again? Isn't that weird? Like, they realize, oh, shit, you know, Whedon was onto something, you know, keeping it straight, you know, giving the fans what they want. Let's do the opposite again. You know, what the fuck? It seems dumb. Unless the script is already... written beforehand, which I don't think so.
See,
oh, they even said at the end a special thank you to Joss Whedon.
Oh yeah, and I saw that, and I'm like, really? What did he do? Stop by for coffee? He brought cupcakes. I saw that too, and that was another thing.
For the ending,
the whole ending credits. You know, it's always some kind of leader into the next movie, and I thought, okay, I'll give the Avengers the whole shawarma. Uh-huh. You know, after Iron Man, after the Incredible Hulk, after Thor, they always led into the next character.
Yeah.
With Avengers, they were all together. Fine. Shawarma. Uh-huh. Iron Man 3, I was reading they were going to get into Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the next. It's like Avengers in space.
Okay.
Millions of years into the future or thousands of years into the future, which is going to be pretty cool. Or a different somebody ends up being... Tony Stark at Bruce Banner's fucking office or whatever, playing psychotherapist.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's cute. Funny. You know, there's funny parts.
Yeah.
I was hoping the only part that would have made it better or forgivable or whatever word I'm looking for. The only thing that would have made it better is if Tony Stark would have like kept on talking, and you don't have to. He didn't have to full Hulk out. You know, he didn't have to full Hulk out. If Bruce Banner would have been like, fuck. And then like they would like showed his eyes and like, you know, zoomed out just to him turning into Hulk. I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine with that. You know,
why would you turn into Hulk?
Because he was pissing him off. You know, because like, you know, how he was getting like he fell asleep and he was getting stressed because Tony Stark was giving him all his issues and everything like that. I would have thought that had been kind of cool. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to lead into a movie or anything like that.
But they showed on the Avengers how well he could control it.
Exactly. But I thought that would have been kind of funny because the whole interaction between the characters, not just in the action, but the whole part. Remember the whole part with Iron Man and Hulk when they finally take down that big dragon thing and he punches them and he's like, yeah. You know, that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it have been funny if like Iron Man's just talking and talking and talking and Bruce Banner's like, fuck. You know, and he hulks out.
Wait, didn't he punch Thor?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He punched Thor.
Oh, I thought he hated Thor, not Iron Man.
Yeah, well, all of them.
He hates everyone?
Yeah. one of the original story arcs for the Avengers is they Thor, all come together Hulk to goes fight rogue. Hulk. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all come together to fight Hulk. So, I mean, can't really control a rage monster.
A rage monster.
Sandra calls me in bed.
The end credits bothered me. Mandarin bothered me. The trailers, everything like that. Last thing.
Would you like?
That's it. I already told you what I liked.
Okay.
Last thing. The movie was too funny.
I get that.
Too many
with a kid
plots. Oh, the kid bothered the fuck out of me.
Really? Like, you don't like the kid? You don't like the whole thing between the relationship between Tony and the
okay,
kid?
Okay, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got to that part, they made it. They, like I said, they might have just well named it Super Robot Man.
Yeah.
Because it was too. It was. You already knew what was going to happen. I already knew what was going to fucking happen. Because once everything ended, he was going to fucking. I thought, all right, he's either going to hook him up with all kinds of stuff. He's going to move him over to the city or something like that. Something, you know, he's going to hook the kid up after everything's done.
Yeah.
Now, I already knew that was going to happen. But. Like, I was like, God damn it. They're falling into the... I think that Marvel's gotten comfortable with movies. They're like, oh, fuck. We don't even have to make movies. Like, we release one movie and we can make three movies out of all the profit.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm just going to say that. When does it become a point where you're advancing the story as opposed to, we'll just make some more fucking money?
Exactly. It just turned into the regular fucking concept of, oh, you know, everything's good. Something happens. Uh-oh, something really bad happens.
Yeah.
Reflection time, redemption time,
reflection
and
time.
Ending.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
the classic formula.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, fall in love, fall out of love, try to get the love, fall back in love.
What do they say? Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy wins girl back.
Yeah. It's the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, Iron Man, don't get me wrong, as a movie, 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I give it a high mark above a 6, not an 8, just because, like I said, it's Iron Man. Still really kick ass.
Uh-huh.
There's not enough Iron Man, but there's a lot of parts that redeem itself. I did like the whole concept of Iron Man not being complete, but him still being able to kick ass with it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole part where he's got one fucking one blaster and one rocket leg. a little too James Bond for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Still kind of cool.
Wait, what are you talking about? What about the part where he sneaks into that compound with just Home Depot or a home?
Yeah, homemade Home Iron Depot Man.
Shit. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I thought that was okay.
That was kind of cool, but it's like, wait a minute, is he all about technology or is he a fucking badass like fighter? What's the deal here?
He's a mechanic.
Exactly. He relies on his technology to fight for him. I was like, whoa, he's not fucking Batman. He can't just sneak into this fucking compound and roll around and shit. Did you buy that for the character? Would he be able to pull that off in the comic?
Yeah, it was a little too fucking
too much of a badass.
Too badass, yeah.
Yeah. I still liked it, but
no, I did like it. That's the thing. I did like it. One small gripe.
Uh-huh.
Tiny gripe.
Oh, besides the rest of them?
Tiny gripe. Is that the movie was too Christmassy.
It was during Christmas.
Everything was, and it's like, it's too hot outside for me to think about Christmas. It's fucking May.
Yeah.
They're exchanging presents. There's Christmas trees all over the fucking, it was too jingle all the way for me. I don't know why.
I get what you're saying.
I just, a little too happy. Yeah. Everything was like, oh, well, you know, the Christmas.
You think that was like appealing more to the kids?
Yeah. Something, dude.
I don't know. I can shit on the movie. Just like Dark Knight Rises, I liked it still. You know?
I enjoyed it. I like Dark Knight Rises more than Iron Man 3.
Well, that shit was way heavier, but yeah. I agree with you.
They definitely fall into the category of movies I'll watch if I have nothing else to watch. The Iron Man 3 definitely does fall into the category of, like, I'll probably watch this again sometime in my life.
You know what? I think I'll agree with you with the 7 out of 10.
Right.
Honestly, because I did enjoy it. It was fun. It wasn't like, that was fucking great. It wasn't at all. There was so many fucking problems with it. Oh, yeah. Even though I'm not even like a super fanboy when it comes to Iron Man. It's like, you know, I don't know all the stories. I can imagine that's not how it's supposed to be. But nevertheless, I liked it. I enjoyed the fuck out of it, actually.
Yeah.
It was cool.
And that's the thing. That's why I think why I didn't really like it, because I enjoyed it. Wait a minute. Here comes.
I should have hated
it.
I
didn't nerdcore enjoy it,
uh-huh.
But I enjoyed it as a regular schmo.
Yeah.
Like I said, in the beginning, Babadoo liked it because she knows nothing about it.
Yeah.
Could have been
my
called,
sister the same thing.
Could have been called Super Robot Man.
My sister never seen any of the fucking Iron Mans before. Yeah. And she's like, that was cool.
Could have been called Super Robot Man. I walked out of the theater. I was like confused. I'm like, do I like the movie? I don't know if I like the movie.
I was the same way, dude.
I was like, so I did. I went online. I kind of, you know, because I didn't touch anything that day. I didn't click on any links that day of like how much the movie made, who, you know, thought of this, who thought of that.
Yeah.
When I got home, I went to like the Facebooks because Nuke the Fridge, they have the, you know, what did you think about Iron Man 3?
Mm-hmm.
Post, and I read through everything, and I was like, god damn, you guys are all right. You know, everybody was like, that's good, has nothing to do with the comic book, yeah. But it was good, you know.
Yeah,
like, god damn it. I hope Mandarin comes back somehow, some way. I don't know how they're gonna do it, and I know it's never gonna happen.
Yeah,
but I know, man, they
wasted a great thing.
They wasted a great thing.
Yeah.
It's like if they were making Star Wars and Darth Vader was really just a fucking hologram or something like that. They wasted such a great fucking character in Mandarin. This dude is hard fucking core, and he's just a character actor in the movie.
Yep.
Motherfucker.
I was like, wait a minute. This is really what they're going with this?
Yeah.
When he came out, he was like, hey, what's up, girl? And it's like, whoa. Okay, this is not a fucking, he's not acting. You know, or like, you know, I thought maybe he knew Tony Stark was there. Like, oh, he's going to pull a fast one. Like, whoa, what was this? And then he's going to get all crazy again. Then I was like, no, he's not. They're not going that way. He's really he's really a fucking dork. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. The whole movie, dude, there's like five times where like, I don't know how I feel about this. But
exactly. Exactly. I was like, wait a minute. Do I like this yet? Has the movie started yet?
At the end, you know what? I did spend quite a bit of money taking the family to watch this fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. I spent $30 just on me and Babadoo. God damn it.
Yeah, I spent $42.50.
Oof.
$42.50. You know what's funny? My sister came with her, with us. I fucking paid for her because she didn't bring no goddamn money. But I was like, no big deal. So I tell the girl, I'm like, oh, give me three. Oh, because Natalie's like, just get a job ticket for Jenny, but don't even notice. I was like, all right, almost worth a shot. I was like, I'll get two adults and three children. Okay. So she gives me the shit, you know, $42.50. I was like, fucking hey. I start walking away. I start counting the tickets. I'm like, wait, I'm short one. And I was like, holy fuck, it's 42 for only four tickets. Fuck. And I was like, no fucking way. And then I told Natalie, I'm like, dude, they shorted me a ticket. She's like, oh shit. Now what? There was a big long line, right? I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I tell Jacob. Because he's the video games. Daddy games. I'm like, go play. He runs underneath the ropes and runs right in the fucking, right into the theater.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And we snuck him in pretty much.
Sneaking your kids into movies. I fancy that.
Fuck yeah. And like, no one gave a shit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What was funny? It was kind of like, like it was kind of like we came full circle because years ago, me, Natalie, and Jenny went to the movies, and she was way younger. This is like fucking 9 years ago, dude. She was young as shit.
About this, yeah.
And I just go, just walk in. And they don't even fucking look at her. She's a small kid. Yeah. Whoop, straight through the fucking door.
That's fucking awesome.
It was funny, dude. It was like, I don't know. It was kind of like an homage to the past. But
yeah. Next time you should try to get both of your kids in without paying.
Dude, I bet it'll work. Just run in.
But 40, goddamn. Like almost 10 bucks a ticket, huh?
Dude.
Fuck, man.
42 bucks to watch a fucking movie.
Well, Carnitas. He doesn't work at the theater anymore.
Yeah.
So I have to pay like the regular jackoffs. And
like the commoners.
Exactly. It was like $9 a ticket. And that was a cheaper theater.
That's not even that expensive.
No. And what's it called? No. I'm sorry. It wasn't $9. It was $12.
Oh, yeah. That's $12. About right.
It's a nice theater. You know, you've been there. It's a really nice theater.
Oh, yeah.
So remember how I showed you they had that D box?
Yeah.
The seats that move in there. If anybody's ever in Anaheim. And you're at Disneyland and you want to watch a movie theater and you want to, you know, relive like the Star Tours ride, the Ultralux in Anaheim has something called D box. They take a movie, they make it 3D motion captured, you know, these full on seats that take you for a ride, and it is fucking cool. We watched it for Super 8, and goddamn, it didn't make that movie that much better. But it is a little pricey. I think 3D D-Box is close to about $24.
Per ticket?
Per ticket.
Holy shit.
I was like, fuck, man. I'm so glad I knew Carnitas.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But if you ever...
That's like that fancy theater in Pasadena. You ever been there?
With the reclining chair
and the fucking...
They have that at the Ultralux, too. It's like... big leather seats and everything like that.
You can lay all the way back flat like a bed.
You can't lay all the way back, but
that's what this one is, man. It's I forget what it's called. It's fucking sick. The guys will come and serve you beer.
It's not the Arclight, is it?
It's not that one.
Okay, that's in LA or something, right?
They have Arclights all over the place.
Oh, is it?
I've been to the one in Pasadena. Okay. That's what's great about that place is the same like you said. You can reserve your fucking seat. You can go online and pick where you want to sit. You don't gotta worry about standing in line. You can walk in fucking late and your seat is reserved for you.
Really?
It's fucking badass. The Arclight. That's what it's about.
Huh.
You can go online, dude. Just like getting tickets for a concert.
Okay, yeah.
You can look at this like, oh, I want those two seats right there in the middle.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like $3 or $4 more a ticket. But you get the peace of mind of like, fuck it, dude. I got my seat reserved. I don't got to worry about shit.
That's what I liked about this Ultralux theater. You pay and you pick your tickets out of the touchscreen. And I was like, it was like 10 minutes before the movie started and we got there and we had our popcorn and I'm like, what the fuck? Like the little thing said it, the movie was full and I'm looking up and I'm like, nobody's fucking sat down. And the movie started like at 10:05 or whatever it was. And like
at
10
night?
O'clock. Yeah. We went late. Somebody lagged. We went and like, I think like 10:03, everybody fucking came in. It was crazy.
Oh, because the seats are reserved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, everything's reserved. Awesome. And like the dude came in and actually started asking people for their tickets.
Regulating.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was really funny about that theater as they come one of the workers comes into the front of the theater. Welcome to the movie theater, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Tickets for this movie, ticket for that movie, concessions and bathrooms over here. When me and Babadoo went to go watch G.I. Joe, it was during the day. It was like, I don't know, 3:00 in the afternoon. Nobody goes to this theater because it's fucking hidden. And we walk in, and 2 minutes before the movie started, the girl walks in, and it's literally just us. And it's a small theater because it's the, they call it Star Class, and it's the one with the big leather seats, you know, captain chairs, you go all the way back.
Yeah.
And they got the big fucking cup holders and a big fucking armrest, and they got the buns you can call the people on. And I was like, no, she's not going to give the whole spiel. And she's talking straight to us. Welcome to the movies, guys. Have you ever been here? And I'm like, I have. You know? And we're having this conversation back and forth. She's like, okay, well, enjoy your movie. And I'm like, wow, how awkward did that have to be, you know?
You paid for that, dude.
I didn't think about that. I should have just like, yo, you don't have to do it. It's okay.
Leave us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you should have done.
Yeah, it's
you should give her like a bug and say, your services won't be needed tonight. Just leave.
Just yeah.
Just hang out, watch the movie with us.
All right, Lito, any other thing you want to rip on Iron Man 3 about before we close this shit out?
The
About what it said? Stony Stark. Hold on.
Stony Stark?
Tony Stark will return.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said, oh, Downey Jr. is fucking done with this character.
Wait, does
that mean someone else will reprise the role?
I've been hearing that they want to kind of James Bond it. Different characters every couple movies.
Yeah.
But Tony Stark has signed up for one more. He signed up for Avengers 2.
Okay.
So at least we'll get that. Why he would walk away from a fucking cash cow like this, I know. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe, you know, all these actor philanthropists.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they don't do it all for the money, you know. But why would you give up a fucking awesome franchise like that?
Yeah.
So what if you had to give up a year of your life? Fucking what else are you going to make? Kiss Kiss Bang Bang Part 2? You gonna make the fucking what was that movie with Zach Galifianakis? Due Date.
Oh, that was good.
That was okay. I'll give him that. Yeah. It was okay. But what else? I mean, do you remember him from anything else besides that? I mean, he really hasn't done anything besides that.
Well, that's what he's really known for. I mean, this shit fucking took off. Yeah, I don't know why you would get out of the ride when it's like hot.
Yeah.
Why would you jump off?
Exactly.
Make a couple fucking $100 million more. Take it easy, man.
Do some movies pro bono. Do some fucking cameos.
Yeah.
Do a fucking TV show. You know, something. If your artistic side isn't being, you know, if your artistic fucking palate isn't being fucking quenched, fucking join a play. You know,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's like, this is beneath me. This is bullshit lines.
I think he's just probably tired of it. You know. Yeah. But I mean, at least he doesn't have to. I mean, whatever.
Well, think what's been like the last 10 years have been Iron Man, right?
Yeah, he's been Iron Man for a while.
Yeah, yeah, I would probably get tired of it too.
The end credits bothered me. They were too fucking Austin Powers for me.
Did you see the fucking list of names for the graphics?
Oh god, yeah.
There was like hundreds of fucking people.
I think we looked at the same fucking parts, dude. I saw all those fucking people. I was looking at names. So I'm like, hey, babe, what about this name, Tomatillo? You know,
Tomatillo.
Yeah, just like what if we name our kid Torin, you know, just looking at random names on there and shit.
Yeah.
So that's so funny that the whole part, like, I remembered the fucking special effects guy and the fucking, we think Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
And then, like, during it, because, like, Babadoo's mom, she used to do catering. I'm like, imagine catering by Panquetes Relas. And I'm like, wouldn't that be fucking awesome?
She's dude, like, she would get so much work from that one fucking gig.
God damn. I'm like, do you think, if you're one of the fucking grips, or you're just one of the people that worked on the movie, do you think you like take all your friends and everything like that, and you're like just waiting for the movie to end just to be like,
yeah, I would.
And there I am, you know, like what do?
For the 3 seconds of fucking exhilaration.
I don't even think that.
It's more. You think it's less than 3 seconds?
It's like the names when I split, like
gone.
I remember for Paranormal Activity. They had the first one, because it wasn't like a nationally released movie. They said if you signed up a mailing list to get it everywhere, your name would be on a DVD, the credits for the DVD, right? Yeah. So I had signed up, and when a DVD finally came out, I fucking went through it, and I'm like, this fucking list was huge. It's like 5 minutes worth of list.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm playback by like, I'm going half speed,
it's
right?
It's going fast.
Yeah, it's still going fast, and the names are fucking tiny, and I finally get to the R's, and I'm like, Miguel Ramirez, I'm right there! And then I'm like, wait a minute, how many other fucking jagouts have my name?
You know?
Because they're not doubling up names at all, so I'm like, oh, I couldn't have been
there's like five of
one.
You.
Exactly. This is for all you guys, that's all you get.
It's like, Lito Ramirez, times five.
That'd be pretty funny.
All right, Lito, speaking of movies, let's go right into this next segment. As always,
fuck, I don't have that.
Doesn't matter. You're not required this time. I'm going to tell you why after this.
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Lito. We spoke before, and you said you did not hear the show with Ivan. The last two shows ago. Now, it's important.
Mostly don't listen to any show I'm not on.
Yeah, I know that. That's a celebrity factor about you. But What I've done now with this segment, I think it got tired and old, and you know,
everyone kept on doing Jim Carrey quotes.
The same, same shit was happening.
So what happened to Olivia Newton-John?
So I put a twist on it.
A twist.
A twist. A little bit of a twist. So with Ivan, I pulled out a list of Arnold quotes, and he had to guess which movie they were from.
Oh.
So now with you, I'm gonna do Stallone. You got to guess what movie he's, what these quotes are from. You got it, Lito. It's pretty right. simple. Did you follow along?
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Here we go. Here's the first one. I've been in the locker for 6 years, and you put my stuff in a bag of Skid Row.
Rocky 1.
That's good. Yes.
Bing, 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 bing.
And
you need to get a noise effect. Some kind of...
Yay. Okay. You know what? I listened to some quotes before on the internets.
Yeah.
The guy sounds like a fucking retard, right? Every I haven't noticed it until they like you play back-to-back quotes from different movies.
Yeah,
he's mumbling. He's not a good actor. He's not.
No.
Nah. Here we go. You're doing good so far. Next one.
So far.
Don't look at me. Look at the road. That's how accidents happen.
Don't look at me. Look at the road. That's how accidents happen. Stop or my mom will shoot.
No. Maybe you should try to guess one more time.
Don't look at me. Look at the road.
Don't look at me. Look at the road. That's how accidents happen.
Cobra?
No, it's one of the Rambos.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen. Yeah. I haven't seen. I saw Rambo 1 not too long ago, but I haven't seen the other ones in a while.
Me too. I thought you knew Stallone though. That's why.
No.
Sorry. Here's the next one. Thanks a lot, you shit brain fart face ball breaking dog fucking pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. What?
Nothing, huh?
I said what?
You're bad at that.
I need a one more.
The same one again?
Yeah, same one again.
Thanks a lot, you shit brain fart face ball breaking duck fucking pain in the ass. Mm-hmm.
Over the top?
No.
Copland?
No. I'll give you a hint. You got it wrong already. Should I give you hints? Ivan's like, fuck hints, that's gay. The hint is, while he's saying all this, there's a little machine dinging every time.
Oh, fucking Demolition Man.
No?
God. What do you mean no?
Isn't it Judge Dredd?
No, the one that signs some fucking tickets is Demolition Man. Judge Dredd is something else.
No shit? I'm wrong on that?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
The one where he needs toilet paper to wipe, so he starts cussing into it?
Is that right?
Yeah, dude.
I'm wrong then. Well, I guess the next one's pretty fucked up then. You go to regret this the rest of your life. Both seconds of it.
That's such an awesome line. I don't know where it's from, though.
That's Demolition Man. I fucked up. I thought the other one was Judge Dredd. God damn it. I botched this fucking game. All right, here he goes. It caused a fortune to heat this place.
Guessing something that he's rich in. Expendables?
No.
God damn it.
I'll give you a hint. He's burning money.
He's burning money.
You caused a fortune to eat this place.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
You have, dude. Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger. I haven't seen that in forever.
Oh, well.
I could. You know what?
Whale?
With Stallone, I think I've seen The Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
Demolition Man. Judge Dredd. And I would say the first Rambo.
Well, let's see if you get this one. I think that with your IQ, you're unarmed and still very dangerous. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, you're horrible with Stallone, I guess, huh? I would be too.
Yeah. I have no
idea. Okay, give you a hint.
I mean, he sounds the same in every fucking movie.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. Hey, man, this is FUBAR. What's FUBAR? No?
God damn. No.
Tango and Cash.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that movie.
No?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, my God, it's so horribly fucking good.
Oh, no, I don't want to watch
that. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, this is a fucking disaster. You don't know shit about Stallone.
I don't know shit about Stallone. I probably would have been better with Arnold.
Who's the next one? Rape this.
Rape this or rip this?
Rape this.
Oh, man. Rape this.
Rape this. Think about it. Where would you ever say that?
Cobra.
No. God damn it. Where would you ever say rape?
At a strip club?
No.
In the street?
No.
Rape? Where else?
Where do guys get raped?
At a gay bar? In prison?
Yes.
In prison. When was he in prison? Christ. Wait a minute.
It's coming close. I can feel it.
When was he? No, that was.
I can feel it. In your butthole.
That was Face Off.
Lockup.
Lockup. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, fuck, dude. Dominic.
Who?
Yeah. I'd be disappointed with you, man.
Oh, yeah. No,
you would
see,
be
that's,
fucking.
I never went on a Stallone Fest with them.
Me neither, but I've seen fucking Lockup.
I've never seen
that. That's a classic.
One. So the story of this is I got to watch some Stallone movies.
No, not really.
Because they sound all the same. All
right, here we go. I always wanted to be a milkshake. I can
see
tell
the
you,
problems with these
I
movies,
can tell you don't know this one either.
The problem with these movies is they're fucking old.
How about this? I turned my hat around and what was it? I forget the rest of it. But you should know it by that.
Copland?
Over the top.
Oh fuck. See, because I watched Copland a couple years back and I was like, God damn, this movie's pretty good.
He's I haven't seen that.
He's a little retarded.
Is he?
You haven't seen Copland?
No.
It's pretty good. It's
not, I have it in my queue.
It's on Netflix. Yeah. You should check it out.
There's the next one.
Yeah.
You're the disease. I'm the cure. You're the disease. I'm the cure.
It sounds like you're a drunk.
Okay.
Like...
Let me try again. Okay. He gets a fucking intercom. Hey, dirtbag. You're the disease. I'm the cure.
I have no idea, dude.
Cobra.
I've never seen Cobra.
What?
I've never seen Cobra.
All right, last one. This is a fucking mess.
He was tiny in Cobra.
He was tiny?
Yeah, he was small. Like he, how tall is Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, I think he's like 5'8".
He's tiny, huh? He reminds me of Prince, kind of. Especially
Prince
in,
is like 5'2".
Well, especially in Rocky IV.
Uh-huh.
With Drago, especially when he's got that like beard growing out. He's very androgynous with his like really tight tights on. And he's like doing these fucking moves. And he's all sweaty and like, oh. Yeah, dude.
All right. Here's the last one. Who sent you? Your hairdresser.
I know somebody out there is like, God damn you.
I don't know any of these. To be honest, I wouldn't know most of these myself.
Who sent
I
you
thought you were a big fucking 80s geek.
No.
I thought you knew all this shit.
I hate the 80s.
Really?
I just watched fucking RoboCop not too long ago, and even then I was like, should I go back for part 2? Meh.
RoboCop was fucking awesome.
I was watching Police Academy 5 the other day.
Damn, dude, I feel like giving you the Arnold quotes now since you haven't heard that show. You know what? I'm gonna do that. I want to see if you will beat Nature Boy.
All right.
Okay. Hold on.
You haven't filed away. No, I haven't. My stack over here.
All right, Lito, I'm sorry. I'm so disappointed by your performance. You let me down. And most importantly, you let the listeners down. So they've already heard this if they fucking listen. But here's your Arnold quotes. See if you can beat Nature Boy.
How many did he get?
I'm not going to tell you then.
Yeah, you have to. I need something to aspire to. Ass.
I really got to tell you? You think it's going to be better for you?
All right, go ahead. Go.
All right. Let me keep track of you. I'm going to tell you how much you got.
No, go. Come on.
Okay, fine. Here's the first one.
Let's kick some ice.
Batman and Robin.
There you go. You got it.
Oh, I thought that was going to be more of a fucking ding. Oh, God damn it.
Okay. Consider that a divorce.
Total Recall.
Yep. So far, so good.
My nipples are very sensitive.
Junior?
Yeah. You're doing well, dude. All right. This is an obvious one, but I had to include it.
It's not a tumor.
Kindergarten Cop.
There you go. I guess everyone knows Arnold more, huh?
Chill out, dickwad.
Terminator 2.
Yep. Damn, you know what? You're doing better than Angel Boy because you're getting the actual movies. He's like, Terminator.
Because that's when he was like, oh, me? Dickwad? Or, now put your leg down.
Stick around.
Is that Commando?
No.
Stick around.
Stick around.
Oh, God.
I haven't had a problem with that one, too.
Stick around. Predator.
Yeah. Okay. Shit.
Is that the one where he threw the fucking knife at him?
Yes.
Okay. I remember it was a knife.
Yeah.
See, that's why I thought Commando, because when he stuck him. He's like, come on, John. Come on.
Okay. Oh, I even missed this one.
You're fired.
Last Action Hero?
No.
You're fired.
You get one hint according to Ivan's rules.
Okay.
You want to pass on that one for now?
You're fired. Hold on. Trying to think of some of the obscure. Can I go back to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll pass on that for now. Okay. Next one.
Your luggage.
Your luggage.
Your luggage.
I don't know. That one I don't know.
You don't know that one?
Uh-uh. Your luggage.
Next one.
Here is Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Sub-Zero, Plane Zero. What the hell?
Uh-oh.
I think I fell into my fucking block. I had all these fucking Arnold movies in my head. Now none of them are coming up.
Here is Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
The only one I can think of is fucking Running Man.
Yep. That's right? It. Look at you. Coming back, Leto. I have faith in you. There we go.
You should clone yourself. Why is that? So you can go fuck yourself.
Was that the 6 day?
Yeah.
That's classic, dude. You can't.
So my favorite one on the list. It's pretty fucking good. All right.
Let us some steam, Bennett.
Oh, that's Commando.
Yep.
I fucking love that fight. Come on, John.
All right.
He molested, murdered, and mutilated her.
Oh. That one, he's playing like a cop, I think. I don't know. I don't know. God damn it.
Here's the last one.
You want to fuck with me? You're a fucking choir boy compared to me. A choir boy.
See, I'm trying to think which one of those is True Lies. What the fuck, you're a choir boy. Give me the fucking hints on that one.
What's a good hint without giving it away? I think I'm gonna give it away, but it has to do with his faith.
End of Days?
Yeah, that was a giveaway.
So I haven't seen that movie.
That was
movie,
a giveaway.
Though. I haven't seen that movie. So the other one has to be fucking twins.
You're fired.
Was your luggage twins?
No.
God damn it.
You want a hint? Okay. After he says that, he launches a missile. You're fired.
Why is nothing fucking coming up? Why does it seem like every movie he's fucking saying the line and blowing him up? God damn it.
I give the same hint I give Ivan. He's in a jet.
Oh, True Lies.
Yeah.
True Lies. God damn it.
All right. You missed Your Luggage. That's Eraser.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, man. And you missed He Molested, Murdered, and Mutilated Her. That's Raw Deal.
I've never even heard of that movie.
I've never seen that one either. Mm-mm. I even knew it, but he missed that one. You get the same score as him.
Oh, fuck.
I think you got more help, dude. I'll be honest with you. I think you got more help. Yeah. He missed fucking Predator.
He missed Predator?
Yeah.
See, that's one of the lines.
Well, you know, I had to give him like three fucking hints.
Oh, see, I only got
I'm like, it wasn't. He stuck a knife through someone. I know that, dickhead. It was in a jungle.
Stick around. Yeah, that was when they first went into the fucking little village and started blowing shit up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's such a good fucking movie.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. It still holds up.
Come on, do it. Kill me. What are you waiting for?
Kill me now. All right. Let's go ahead and close this shit out, dude, with I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
All right, Lido. What do you fancy? What tickles your naughty bits?
What tickles my naughty bits and make them nice and lovely and beautiful, yes, and large? I fancy the slew and abundance of comic book and etc. movies. I fancy
etc.
I mean Star Trek falls into that.
Okay.
I fancy that Iron Man 3. Every fucking trailer, I'd probably go watch. Lone Ranger, I'll watch it. I mean, I'm not right. not gonna watch it. But the thing was, it was like, you know what? We got fucking Wolverine coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We got Superman coming out after that.
Yeah.
Thor's coming out after that.
Yeah.
Captain America. Mm. Then fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. How can you not be fucking? See, you don't know them. That's why.
Thor is kind of gay to me.
Oh, no, dude.
I don't really care for Thor.
He's fucking handsome. I mean, he's fucking awesome as fuck, dude.
I don't know, awesome. Dude. It's just like it's like a Superman type thing. Like, he can't be fucking killed. Like, what's the point?
That is one thing about Thor. He really doesn't have any weakness.
Yeah, how can they make it like.
Natalie Portman's his weakness, though, dude.
Yeah.
See, in this one, it's going to be kind of crazy because the whole thing is, you know, you got Lady Sif, which is the main warrior chick.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie Portman, they're going to be like, you know, this lover's quarrel triangle thing going on. Because in the comic books, it's kind of the same thing, but Thor actually goes with the warrior chick. Because, I mean, she's the only one he can, you know, get at without breaking.
Yeah. Do you know what bothers me about now that you mentioned this? What bothers me about these, like, godlike these characters... Even on, especially the cartoons, like the Justice League, I'm watching that shit, Unlimited.
Oh, God damn it. Mm. Go ahead.
I've been watching that recently because of you talking about it. I was like, yeah.
Fucking love that show,
dude. I'll give it a shot. So I've been watching that. Anytime anything has to do with Superman,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to lump Thor into that category also, the whole fucking thing is all about breaking through buildings and crashing in fucking rocks and picking up buildings and throwing them at the other person, throwing cars. It's like, come on, dude. That's all you can fucking resort to. That's it. You're so powerful. All you can resort to is breaking through shit. And it becomes the same fucking fight every time.
I want one of these movies to finally, I just to be funny, just to be silly, is for them to break through something and like some fucking suit comes in. Oh, thanks for saving us. But who's going to pay for that?
Yeah.
You know, just to be something funny like that. I would love that.
Even the Avengers, dude. That's the whole reason that it was in like New York City at the end.
Yeah.
Just so we can break a bunch of shit.
Well, I mean, it was pretty fucking, I like at the end, like, who's going to pay for all this? I thought that was kind of funny, you know? So I fancy the abundance of
sorry, movies. I'm shitting on your fancy.
No, well, that always happens. I fancy the abundance of movies that are tailored for, you know, guys like us. I, you know, it seemed like everything was fucking retarded for a little bit with the fucking, you know, American Pie and movies like that. Everything, all comedic movies had to be really dirty and raunchy. And then they had the fucking Jackass style of movies where everything was that crude fucking slapstick comedy. And then everything was like fucking romantic comedy for a little bit. Now it's like fucking kick-ass comic books. Like, we didn't have that shit when we were little.
Yeah.
Everything was cartoons because I don't think they could really, they knew it. They couldn't make a great movie with the budget they had back then.
Right.
Now it seems like these movies are fucking printing money. So I love that shit, man. I just hope they actually do something good with it. Like, I was reading with the Superman movie that they already had some people screen it. And like, they're saying that this movie's fucking spectacular. Like, they were throwing away big words at it, you know, like, oh, it's beautiful, you know, it was
see,
lovely.
That's what fucking bothers me, because it gets your hopes up, or your what do you call it, your standard goes up, like, oh, and then you'll be disappointed.
See, Zack Snyder, I think he made a good movie with like 300 was kind of cool. Like, it was, you know, we've seen those kinds of movies, like the whole Spartan and everything like that. This
Zack
was,
Snyder,
yeah, he made 300 and Watchmen.
Who am I thinking of? The Batman writer nowadays.
What?
The new Batman writer?
Oh, fucking
Scott Doyle? Snyder. Sorry. Sorry. I got confused. Okay, never mind. Go
ahead. The brothers. He made a good movie with 300 and The Watchmen. I mean, The Watchmen, nobody really gave it its fucking justice or due. Because
maybe because
really,
the guy's blue dick was fun.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Oh, I did. But I'm saying most people can't get on board with that.
No, and like, nobody could fucking, nobody knew anything about it. Like, superhero movies were just the big ones.
Yeah.
And this big one was a big blue cock. So, I mean, it was cool. I thought the style of it was really fucking cool. And, you know, the whole tone of it. Big problem I had, it was fucking Owl Man. Or Night Owl, or whatever the fucking dude's name is. Bullshit character.
What about Rorschach? He was cool, huh?
Rorschach was really fucking cool. Yeah. I thought he was really cool. But they're saying that this Superman movie is pretty fucking cool. And I like that everybody is saying that instead of showing Superman's strengths, they're getting into a side of Superman's vulnerability. Like we were talking about earlier.
With Iron Man, yeah.
Exactly.
The human aspect of it.
Exactly. You can make a movie all day about this motherfucker picking up buildings and being invincible as fuck. But having that other side, the yin to the yang.
You just said fuck butt.
Fuck butt. Oh, reverse drink. I got to spit into the drink.
Hey, you got to drink. That's one of the rules. All
right, fuck it. Salute.
I will drink too with you.
But fuck. Oh, I got to drink it.
Do you think this has to do with the Batman trilogy?
Batman started it fucking all, dude. It was that first piece of domino that started the.
I'm talking about the human aspect.
Oh, yeah, right? Man. You can't, like I said, everything before that, I mean, that's where the X-Men, I think, kind of fluttered because at the end it was like, oh no, it was mutants against mutants, but it was like, you know, where did the humans fall into this, you know?
Yeah.
That's why, like, you know, the, was it First Class, you know? Like, I
so
thought it
fucking,
was
so fucking good.
So fucking good, right? And I thought it was cool because they had the mutant thing, you know, with what's his name? God damn, Kevin Bacon characters. Kevin Bacon's character.
I forgot.
Anyways.
Bacon Man.
6 Degrees Man. Yeah. They have his fucking character and it, like, his whole thing is he's trying to bring about the end of man, and they made it, you know, kind of this really cool thing where his vision of Washington getting fucking destroyed and the whole world destroyed. I was like, holy shit, it's actually playing into some kind of history. And I was like, oh wow, that's kind of cool, you know.
Oh, why do you sound nerdy when he's oh, well, that's kind of cool.
That's I'm fucking dude. That's the where I'm fucking coming from.
Uh-huh.
So I fancy all this fucking.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Yeah. I fancy the unlimited fucking nerdgasms with the movies coming up.
Yeah.
With me going into Netflix and all these fucking Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah.
Justice League, Avengers, everything. Like Justice League Unlimited, I fucking watched from beginning to end, dude. That thing was fucking awesome. I really, some of the characters are pretty bullshit.
Yeah.
Like fucking.
That's what bothers me.
Vigilante. He's just a fucking cowboy. He was kind of cool, but I mean, Green Arrow, they showed him to. Did you notice there was a little bit of sexuality in that show?
Like what?
Like what? Are you kidding me? Every fucking girl was fucking boobies out everywhere.
Well, yeah, that's every fucking girl in a comic book, dude.
On a cartoon,
wait,
though?
That's the one with Wonder Woman wanting to fuck Batman all the time, right?
Right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of like...
I asked... Who'd I ask about that? Was it Super Dick or you? I asked Super Dick. Oh, yeah, because I saw him in the UFC.
Okay.
With the Jones fight, I saw. I was hanging out with him and I asked him about that shit. If Batman and Wonder Woman have like history in comic books where they want to fuck. And he said, yeah. You know about this? That she wants to fuck. And he's like, and I'm like, do they ever do it? He's like, no, Batman doesn't do this shit with any girls. I'm like, that's weak. It's like, why do I like this guy? I should be rooting for someone else.
Yeah.
Takes down pussy.
I be tapping that ass.
Dude, I gotta agree with Super Dick, man. Wonder Woman looks fucking hot as shit.
Oh man.
And everything I've seen her in. Cartoons, I mean.
In that
make it look, oh, they make yeah, it look dude. Smoking hot.
Some of those fucking yeah, dude. That show did have me
fucking jerking
thinking,
off.
Yeah. It did have me thinking sometimes.
Yeah.
But like it was yeah, I mean that show.
See the show
cool.
Where Wonder Woman got turned into a pig?
Oh. That's when they're really fucking knocking on the love fucking thing between them, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So
that was funny.
I gotta save her. She's a pig with silver bracelets.
See, and like it was so fucking awesome because that's when fucking TV shows can be fucking corny like that, and you can know what's gonna happen in the end. Thing about TV shows, you can do that formula with fucking girl loves boy, girl hates girl, blah blah blah, usual story. You can do that with the movie because it's so fucking long in between the gaps of, you know, the sequels and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You expect a little something different.
Yeah.
You know, with the Batman, that episode, that's a perfect episode to think about because, you know, he doesn't really want to get into it. Now he has to fight to fucking save her. And then he finally saves her and he's like, oh, I don't know if I still want to. And then fucking Green Lantern's like, so what is going on with you two guys? He's like, eh. You know, like he does that fucking smile like, eh. So.
Fucking Batman.
The abundance of nerdiness. Yeah. I fancy that.
Oh, that was a long one.
That's what she said.
I blame you. Just kidding. I'm going to go way off from what you just said.
Oh, how can you fancy that? Not nerdy style.
Oh, no, I fancy what you said. Okay. Here's what I fancy. Like I said, my cousin came to visit.
Yeehaw!
Brought her.
I just felt like I had to do some kind of country stuff.
Yo, you know what? I'll get to that. So she came with her kids, right? Her oldest kid, I think he's in fifth grade. What's he, like eight? No, he's not eight. He's older than that, right? 10?
Don't have kids. I wouldn't know.
How old is that?
I just told you. I don't know.
Like 10? Hold on. My kid's
how's
six.
Jazzy?
Oh, she, hold on. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
She's six in kindergarten? That's not right. That's old, right?
I don't...
Six in kindergarten?
That's about right. I mean, isn't it? Because I remember I get like one of those little fucking hats for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it said six on it.
Dude, I was four in kindergarten.
Maybe it's one of those things where, you know, you're... You know how like the years?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think she got fucked.
Like
anyway, so... Let's see. So first grade should be 7, 2nd, 8, 3rd, 9, 4th. Okay, so he's probably like 11. He's probably like 10 or 11.
10 to 12.
Okay. So this kid is, I've never met any kid like this kid, dude. He is so fucking polite. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. I've never met a kid like this. It's always like, oh, thank you very much. Can I please have this and that? Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's awesome.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, it's a. Honestly, I was so impressed with this
kid. Why can't you dummies be like that?
Yeah, exactly. I was so impressed with this kid. And he's obviously intelligent as fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
He is so smart. And just the way he speaks, he is, I can't say it enough. You won't understand me no matter how many times I say he's so polite. It's just above and beyond. Even fucking adults, dude. More polite. He's probably the most polite person I've ever fucking met in my life. This 11-year-old kid. I swear to you. And that's so funny. Like respectful and so fucking like.
Oh, why, thank you.
Chooses his words carefully and just thinks.
He's eloquent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
Wait a minute. He's quite lovely.
He blew me away. And so anyways, what I fancy is that quality. And what I found out later, dude, after, you know, the second day we hung out.
How do I get my children like this?
Yeah. No, so we're hanging. We went to a park. You know Shabarm Park?
Fuck yeah, I know Shabarm Park.
Kark. The Kark? Oh, I know the Kark.
I got lost there one time.
That place is so fucking beautiful, man.
Oh,
you know,
I love Shabarm
Park. I never really realized how fucking gorgeous it is until this last time I went.
Until a little kid. Oh, wow. How beautiful. How lovely this place
looks.
This
park is lovely. No, because taking your like family members that haven't been there before.
Yeah.
And then they
see things that you've never seen before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they see in a way you haven't seen it.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Before I said it stupidly.
Yeah. So walking around, she's like, wow, this place is gorgeous. Oh, gorgeous. And I was like, whoa, you know what? I've never actually fucking taken the time to appreciate how beautiful this place is, because it really fucking is. And I would imagine it's something like, I've never fucking been there. I'd imagine like Central Park to be something like that. Like, you know, that you have this, the concrete walkway, the fucking trees, the hills.
Like a park.
No, not just like a park. This is something more than a fucking park.
Oh, yeah. Shabarm is fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Huge.
It's huge.
Huge, huge.
And it's really fucking lovely. Yeah. And anyways, what was I going with that? Basically, the fucking park was so, I just realized how what a cherished place it should be, you know, to everyone around here. Anyway, so she loved it. But the kid, that's what I'm getting at. We're walking to the park, and there's three different fucking playgrounds in this fucking area, right? This park is huge. There's three different fucking playgrounds. At the back playground, there's like a little zip line.
Oh, shit. They put a zip line in?
Not really a zip line per se, like, you know, a fucking wire. But there's like a metal track, and you hold this like this, hold this handle.
Oh, I've seen it. It fucking like, goes back and forth. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You go like 25 feet or whatever it is. And it's pretty fucking cool. So I told the kid, I'm like, yeah, there's a zip line. There's a zip line? What are we waiting for? Let's go. So we're going. And dude, on the walk back there, my cousin, my girl cousin, we're walking and she goes, oh my God. And I go, what? And she like steps back real quick. There was a fucking baby rattlesnake she almost stepped on.
Oh, no way.
And she's wearing fucking sandals. Flip-flops. And you know about baby rattlesnakes, right?
Chanclas.
They're the most dangerous.
They're the most dangerous because they don't know how to regulate their venom.
Exactly. Dude, it scared the fuck out of me because it's like, holy shit, you did not even see this. I don't know how she saw it. It blends in so well with the goddamn ground and the tree next to it. And right away, it starts coiling up. I'm like, uh-oh. And we have five fucking kids with us, dude. Yeah. My two kids and their three kids. Like, get away. And it's like, dude, that was so close. Who knows how many fucking snakes you walk by, you know, all the time.
All the fucking time, yeah.
Anyway, so.
You didn't take a picture of it?
I did.
Did you?
But I didn't get too close because.
Because you're like a bitch.
Dude, I was scared. I mean, I don't know how far they can fucking spring.
Oh, about
I was like a good 2 feet away
taking
a picture.
About 3 times their body length.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, they would have got me then if you would have really struck. Yeah, it scared the fuck out of me. I was a little bitch. Like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
And so anyway, fucking I'm rambling. So we go to the playground. We're all bullshitting. And, you know, I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm kissing her ass. Like, dude, your kid is so fucking polite. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's a good boy and this and that. And then I started thinking about it. And I was like, wait a second. How long did you live in Texas for? 8 years. It's like, that's what it fucking is. He's got Southern hospitality deal going on. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, in school, you know, the teachers would spank him if they got a line. I'm like, whoa,
no
hold
way.
On. Wait a
what?
Second. Yeah. I was like, wait, they spank the kids? Oh, yeah. You know, you can sign a waiver if you're against it, but if you don't fucking care, like the teachers would discipline them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, I didn't know they fucking did that still.
You should go to your parent-teacher conference next week. Yes, I heard about this program where you have, if they're bad, you spank them. Just see what the teacher said. Dude, please. Please. Please.
Bless. For Bless. Me. Por es me.
For me. And I give you a cookie. Okay?
That wouldn't fly in California, dude. But
she'd probably call fucking what CPS, Child Protective Services on you. Oh my god.
That's what it is, man. That's what I'm telling you. It's the southern fucking the mentality. You know what? And right at that moment, I was like, fuck, maybe the straight conservatives, maybe they're onto something. Because us liberals, our kids are fucking assholes, dude. They're way out of fucking line. This kid is like the best kid I've ever met. Maybe we got to go back. I don't know. Maybe not move back east, but maybe just fucking take those values. Maybe the fucking Republicans are right. I don't know, dude. I mean, if you've seen this kid compared to, you're like, you know, not to talk shit, but like my kids, your nieces and nephews, it's a vast fucking difference.
My nephew's fucking horrible. And he's only 3 years old.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Dude, the manners and the level of respect of this kid.
Does he say bad words at all?
Nah.
My nephew knows like 5 bad words.
Yeah?
Constantly.
Dude, my daughter knows the bad words, but she goes like, oh my God, he said the B word. Or if I say like, if I tell Natalie like, that's bullshit. You cross the line, daddy. She'll tell me that. Anyways, so his little brother.
You crossed the line.
His little brother got hurt and he came up to his mom, my cousin, next to me. And she goes, he punched me. And she's like, hey, come here. And the respectful kid comes up. And he's like, yes. What's the problem? And she goes, did you punch him? He goes, no, of course not. And he looked so fucking offended that she even asked him that question.
Me?
And right then, I'm like, oh, he's innocent, dude. He didn't do shit. I know he didn't.
Oh, get this kid an ice cream. Come on.
Yeah, dude, for real. I'm going on too long. But my fucking bottom line is I fancy the fuck out of that, dude. And I think the Republicans are onto something, man. If, you know, say they're uptight about some shit. Maybe the gays. Okay, give the gays a break. But
the gays.
But they're onto that shit with the kids, man, because that's fucking great the way this kid is being raised,
yeah,
back in Texas. But now he's going to be here and be totally shit-faced. Totally done. It's over with.
He's going to come back a week later. What's up, Mom?
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck you, Mom. Yeah. Anyway, that was like a long one.
Mom, you're stupid. Was it the fucking line on The Simpsons?
Death Storm or Bone Storm?
Yeah, Bone Storm.
That was a long one, but I hope you followed along and appreciate it because there's something to appreciate. And
respectful kids, I fancy that. Those are the two longest fancy dads I've ever been a part of.
It's like a 20-minute fancy, I think.
Yeah.
And now it's time. Like we said earlier, all movies say dark, the darker side of life. It's time. For the fuck you moment. Lito, and here we go.
Fuck you!
Oh, yeah. Okay, Lito, please grace us with your anger, hostility, and hatred towards things.
It's weird. I didn't really have a fuck you moment this week until I saw Iron Man 3.
Really?
My fuck you moment goes to Iron Man 3. All right? You motherfuckers.
You're not going to like regurgitate all the shit we just said, right?
You motherfuckers. You motherfuckers. The only thing I'll say is this.
Yeah.
You'll never see me coming. And that's what the producers say when they get a hold of the fucking stories. They fucking edit it to the point where they, oh, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we do that? This sounds good. Let's put a tattoo on this guy and call him the Mandarin. Come on, you guys. We've talked about this before.
Many times.
Many, many times.
Yeah.
You guys are on top of your game.
You guys
are printing money with your movies. Don't bite the hand that feeds.
Yeah.
That's what I say. You comic book, and a
kyokis.
You movie producers.
Movie. Did you say movie?
Movie. Boop, okay. Producers, you assholes that add your 2 cents, keep it to your fucking self.
Save your money.
Read the comic book
for a rainy day,
and just fucking post that on the fucking get the comic book movie and open it up and make that. There's your storyboard. The job's already done.
Yeah,
the job's already done.
But like I said, man, they can see it coming. You know what? We gotta surprise the dorks. We gotta give him a fucking 180. They think it's Mandarin, but hey, we're gonna flip it around.
We're gonna flippity flap, flippity flew. Would you be
it's
mad?
It's like the magician trick, dude. Yeah. Look at my left hand. Here comes the right. Yeah.
Would you be mad if you read a comic? You just read Old Man Logan, right?
Great fucking, yeah. Great one.
Fucking book. Would you be mad?
Yes.
If they fucking took the book and recreated it almost panel for panel?
No.
Or would you need more?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I'd be fucking mad. What you want to see is that story come to life on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see them fuck with it.
Exactly. That's it. You don't want to fucking, oh, the Hulk's not a hillbilly anymore. He's actually a Trump.
That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
hillbilly
awesome.
Hulks.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying, man. Come on.
Hey, dude, if you don't mind, do you mind if I keep that a little longer? Because Natalie wants to get in on that shit.
Which one?
The origin. Oh, wait. No, you're talking about Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one you let me borrow also. The origin.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She wants to read that. She wants to get on board with this shit, dude. I'm surprised. And I told her to read Origin first before Old Man Logan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's the way I did it. I don't know if you would say that's the way to go.
I mean, that's what I love about comic books. I mean, you don't have to read, because there's so many like universes of things that happen. You don't have to just read one and take that as is. I mean, right now I'm reading Blackest Night. It's basically like all the fucking, I'm trying to get my cousin to give me the knowledge, but basically there's like a bunch of fucking superheroes dead. Like Batman's dead, Aquaman's dead, there's a bunch of superheroes dead, and one of the, like an evil Green Lantern, or with the Green Lantern stories, there's a bunch of rings and they all have, like, you know, there's the Green Lantern, they have what do they have, fucking they're good or whatever. And then the Yellow Lanterns, they control fear. Another one controls heart. You know, each core controls something like that. Above that, something strength, you know, virility, fucking penis strength, whatever. So the Black Rings, this dude can,
I like
fucking,
that already.
Yeah, he can bring the dead to life.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like,
I'm in.
Okay, like, you know, like, obviously if this story says that Batman's dead and there's another story saying Batman's alive, you don't actually have to fucking follow for what it is.
Mm.
So just do what you want with it. Because, I mean, there's been so many fucking stories of, you know, Wolverine's origin. This is just another one. So, I mean,
there's many stories?
Oh, yeah. There's another one. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's one where actually there is, you know, Sabretooth is the brother. This is just a more popular one because it's actually one book saying this is the origin.
Yeah.
That's all. So.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
I liked reading the origin before Old Man Logan because it sets it up like the...
It definitely does give you like perspective, like who he is.
Right. James it shows Pollard. You the pain of the fucking individual, the character.
Dog.
I
love the artwork in that book.
Which
Very
one?
Cool.
Origin?
Yeah.
Did you see the Old Man Logan on computer?
I had it on my phone.
It's way fucking cleaner than the comic book. I saw the book recently in the store, and like the pictures are kind of dull.
Yeah,
it's so fucking vivid.
Oh yeah,
on the PDF. God damn, it looks fucking good.
You know, Marvel app and the DC app.
Mm-hmm.
They have some really cool stuff, man. I mean, it's cheap too, and you don't. I mean, I want to get into buying more books just to have them. But, I mean, I've bought a bunch of comic books on my, you know, app just so I can read through them. You know,
have you read The Court of Owls yet?
No, I haven't read that one yet. Just because I want to get the whole fucking shebang.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bowling Crab.
What?
I said the whole shebang.
Oh.
Shout out to Bowling Crab.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I'm almost done with it, but it's fucking badass.
Is it good?
Yes.
Did you get it from Super Dick or what?
No, I bought it.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah.
Oh, I bought it.
Well, when I'm done, you can borrow it.
Finish
of course.
It right now.
Absolutely.
Finish it right now.
Give me 10 minutes. Yeah. For realsies.
For realsies.
Real talk. Hashtag real talk.
Hashtag. So, fuck you moment, right? All right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Fuck you moment. Fuck you guys. Keep the story pure as much as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be imaginative. But don't stop mixing fucking villains together.
Yeah.
Stop mixing. I would have been so bad if Joker would have had like half of a face or something like that. You know, it just doesn't work.
Two Jokers.
Hey.
Joker face. I don't know.
Joker face. Joker penguin. Doesn't work. Yeah. Make us happy. Fuck you guys.
I like it. Here's my fuck you. Oh, boy. Here's how it comes full circle, my friends.
Oh, boy. This isn't going to be lovely at all.
You will never see me coming.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say fuck you to hospitals. Okay? I didn't tell you the full story, but now I will. So, like I said, my kid got her fucking thumb split fucking open. Her fingernail looked like a goddamn hood of a car. Ugh. Underneath the fingernail, I mean, like her whole like a flap of fucking skin underneath it. Anyway, so we go, we're waiting there in the fucking hospital. 2 hours pass, we're sitting there still, and because I'm thinking, oh, she's a little kid, she's got a fucking laceration, it'll be no time at all. They're gonna put her up on the top of the fucking list. No, we sat there for 2 fucking hours, over 2 hours until you know she was even. My kid was even over it. Like, can I go home now? And I was like, what?
She's all, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, she's like.
It's kind of cool that I could do this now.
She pretty much said, like, I don't fucking care. Let's just go home. I want to go play. And at that point, I'm like, oh, shit. She's cool.
Oh, that sounds horrible, dude.
We had her shit wrapped up, dude. But she was like, we sat there so long. She was over it. She's like.
They didn't give her anything for, like, the pain or, like, she give you a natural,
okay,
like,
we took her back. They checked her out. They took her fucking temperature, her weight, all that shit. And they're like, oh, how's your pain? I thought she was going to say, oh, it hurts. But she's like, it doesn't hurt that bad. And I was like, what the fuck are you saying that for? I wanted to say, dude, just say it hurts like crazy so you can get seen faster. But, you know.
Meh.
Yeah. So I saw her. They put her down, like, on the pain scale of, like, a 3. It's like, oh, fuck. That means we're going to be longer. So we go back out. It's like 2.5 hours. And I tell my wife, I'm like, you know what? I have a dilemma here. She's like, what? I was like, what's the ethic on this? Like, my kid is here. You know, she's all fucked up. Yeah. You know, I'm here with her. At the same time, I haven't seen my cousin in 10 fucking years. And she's here to visit. And she's at the house. And I'm here. I was like, not to be a dick, but our kid seems cool. Should I go back? And then, you know, you guys will be fine. I should. Do I stay here? I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Like, am I supposed to be here or do I go? Because I even had Jenny, my sister, here too.
Yeah,
I haven't seen her in months. Like, we were all supposed to hang out this weekend. Like, do I fucking wait here the whole day? And she's like, nah, you know what? She's like, nah, go ahead, go back. You know, get her some, like, a change of clothes. Like, you know, get her a fucking game. Just come back in a couple hours because I'm sure we're gonna be here still. And so I don't know the fucking. I was going to be messed with that or not, but I was like, eh, whatever. What would you have done? Like, would you have came back to your place 7-8 miles away? Would you have stayed? Because at that point, like I said, she was like, okay, I want to go home now. Like, I'm over this. She was cool as fuck in her head. Like, she wasn't, like, in pain or, daddy, don't leave me. You know, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
She was cool. At the same time, it was like, I should be here with my kid.
That definitely is a dilemma.
Yeah, dude. So I left. Nah, so I came back and they're like, oh, what are you doing here? And I was like, well, I told them the story. I was like, you know, you guys came here to hang out. I haven't seen you in a long time. I figured I'd come back here, you know, cook the fucking barbecue meat that I bought, you know, like hang out for a little bit and then go back. Oh, what about her? Does she want to eat? I'm like, yeah, there's plenty of meat. I'll make more meat later. And so, dude, I stayed here for 2 fucking hours. And I was like, you know, text me when they see her. Then she never texts me.
Fuck.
I went back, dude, after 2 hours of hanging out. I had a couple beers. Made some fucking meat, hung out, bullshit with my cousin. It was fun. It's like, you know what? I should go back now. I go back. 2 more fucking hours we waited, dude.
Wow. Fuck.
My little girl sat there with her finger split open for 7 hours.
Like a champ.
Yeah, dude, for real.
For realsies.
For realsies.
Hashtag real talk.
Long, long, long story short. She finally got seen by this fucking woman. And the problem was there was only one person on staff that deals with this kind of shit. You know, fucking dumb. But she basically, she came in. Oh, okay, I'm the one that's going to do this. She pumps her full of, she numbs her hand with shots. And my kid was fucking crying like a fucking crazy. But not that bad, actually. She was sticking her. She fucking stuck her. Stuck her like 10 times, like in different angles. And like, oh, it looked painful. And my kid was crying. But she's like, oh, my God, you know what? Honestly, you did better than most grown men. Most grown men scream hysterically.
Like a bitch.
Yeah. She's like, I can't believe how you are. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So she came back, dude. I watched the whole thing.
What is it?
That's my girl.
We watched the whole thing, dude. She removed her fingernail, sewed her up. I watched the whole fucking thing, dude. My kid was there the whole time, like not watching. We finally get home, dude, at 11:30 at night.
Fuck.
She got in there like around 3 something.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking miserable. Anyway, we came home, and she was cool as fuck.
She come home and kick the door. You see what you did?
Like the little girl, they have a little girl. She was asleep, and once like she got home, she woke up, and they were, you know, playing. You know, she didn't phase her. So we started drinking. We're having a good fucking time. And, you know, it was a goddamn shame. Anyways, what I want to say is fuck you to a hospital that would make a 6-year-old girl, dude, sit there for 7 hours with horrible. A fucking split open finger. Right?
That's sucky.
I don't believe that shit. What kind of fucked up goddamn system is it?
How do you only have one doctor that, we only have one doctor that takes care of this?
Yeah.
What if a dude came in with his arm, like, halfway cut off?
Well, that's the problem. People kept coming in. They kept bumping her back. And I saw the bitch that came in before us, like, and some wetback come in. My girlfriend, she passed out. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. And the doctor's like, I'll be right out there. And he comes out, and they wheel her in. She's like, she got her hands in her head, and it's like, she looks fucking drugged up. The doctor, in front of everybody in the fucking waiting room, what did you take? What did you take?
And she's like, yeah.
She's like, huh? I took a pill. What pill did you what is your name? It was funny. Like, holy shit. There's like no discretion.
PCP.
Yeah. What did you, the guy comes in. Oh, what's going on? Where's her purse? I need to see the pills that she took. Get me her purse. Okay, I'll be right back. He leaves. It's like, oh, fucking A.
You should have taken a picture with him holding her purse. I would have been like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Hashtag.
Yeah, basically, fucking. Fuck you, the whole situation, dude. I didn't see my fucking cousin in 10 years or whatever it's been. And just 20 minutes into it, my kids, like my little fucking asshole son, smashed her finger in the door. And, dude, yeah, but 7 hours waiting.
Does that constitute buying her like a present or something?
I don't know, man. I mean,
so you haven't bought her. You haven't gotten like.
But I did feel, you know, that crossed my mind. Like, should we, you know, get her something? That's pretty fucked up.
Well, here's the bad side. You're not gonna have a thumbnail, but I got you this new Barbie.
Oh, and she did broke the tip of her thumb.
She broke
her bone.
Ouch! Yeah. Ow!
Like
fuck.
A fucking like a microscopic tip. You know? Anyway, yeah, dude, it was a fucking mess.
Kind of like your microscopic tick. Tip.
Tip, you mean?
Dick.
Yeah. So fuck you to hospitals, dude. I mean, that shit's... Okay, fine. I get it. You're understaffed, blah, blah, blah. But really, to make a 6-year-old girl sit in a fucking waiting room for 7 hours with a split open finger that couldn't stop bleeding...
When they did finally like patch it up and everything like that, how long did it take?
It took 20 minutes after they injected her. It's like, it's gonna take 10 minutes to get numb.
For the medicine to kick in, yeah.
She said 10 minutes, but she waited 20 minutes to come back, and she finally did it. And yeah, it took like 15-20 minutes, and that's it. It's over.
But I mean, you gotta give them a little bit of leeway because you can't. You see the people coming in, and you know, like maybe the girl that was like all doped up, maybe it wasn't like drugs, maybe it was something else. Like, you know, you got to kind of give them the benefit of the doubt. Like,
I heard the guy, she took pills.
Okay, well then, there's some people that just, you know, I don't know.
Maybe, but this woman had nothing to do with her.
Maybe their medical insurance was better than yours.
I doubt it. Or Webex. No, I'm just kidding. No, but this woman was like, I think like a pediatrician type chick.
We big catch.
Like all the kids in the waiting room, they were just like, like hanging out, fucking making noise. None of them had fucking bleeding appendages. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, you take a seat, bitch. Let my kid go in there first.
Did Jacob know what he did?
He didn't fucking give a shit.
No?
Nah. He's too young to even give.
He's like,
know.
Oh, fuck, I want to go home.
And then my cousin's husband's like, yeah, dude, I was pretty happy it wasn't my kids that did it. It sucks that happened, but I'm pretty happy that my kids didn't do it.
That's, see, when you first told me that story, I was like, uh-oh, your cousin has Bebe's kids and like they smashed her like or something
cool.
like that.
They're cool kids.
What you told me was like the exact opposite of Bebe's kids.
Yeah.
So.
No, they're cool kids. All right. I'm sorry, guys. I fucking rambled tonight about everything, I think.
Hey, you know what? Rambling, sometimes, you know what? It could be lovely. And that's what I want to say about this.
That's what you want to end with? It's been lovely.
It's been lovely.
All right. And you know what? Just to close it out, hospitals, with your wicked, wicked ways, fuck you.
Fuck you!
Maybe you got to have like expensive insurance, right? Oh, please come right in.
Oh, gold status.
Yeah. Oh, overdose wetback. You move aside.
Yeah. You pay cash, we handle you right now.
Seriously, I felt like, you know what I thought crossed my mind if I went to the desk and goes, here's $20, what does that get me?
You should have said, yeah, my daughter's taking pills too.
Yeah.
Her finger came off because of the pills.
Yeah. I'm abusing her, so you bet. Anyway, yeah, fuck you hospitals. Lito, it's been fun, man. One might even say it's been
lovely. Well, thank you for having me. It's been a beautiful night.
Yeah, a beautiful Monday. And as always, ladies and boys, and lady boys,
and gay boys.
And what do we say, Lito?
Stay dangerous, my friends. You'll never see us coming.